Blog Talk Radio.
Don't want to be involved in this, man. This is going to be a blues number. But first I want to do a little bit of background on the blues and say what it is. Like, there are six cardinal colors, and colors have always come to signify more than simply that particular shade, like redneck or got the blues. That's where you apply colors to something else, you know, to come up with what it is you're trying to say. So there are six cardinal colors: yellow, red, orange, green, blue, and purple. And there are 3,000 shades. And if you take these 3,000 shades and divide them by six, you'll come up with 500. Meaning there are at least 500 shades of the blues. For example, there's the I ain't got me no money blues. There is the I ain't got me no woman blues. There's the I ain't got me no money and I ain't got me no woman, which is the double blues. And for years it was thought that black people was the only one who could get the blues, so the blues hadn't come into no international type of fame. But lately we done had Frank Rizzo with the lie detector blues. We done had the United States government talking about the energy crisis blues. And we're going to dedicate this next poem here to Spearhead X, the X second in command in terms of this country. And the poem is called H2O GATE Blues. And if H2O is still water and GATE is still gate, what we're getting ready to deal on is the Watergate Blues. Let me see if I can dial this number right quick. Click. Whirr, click. I'm sorry. The government you have elected is inoperative. Click. Inoperative. Just how blind will America be? The world is on the edge of its seat, defeat on the horizon. Very surprising that we all could see the plot and still could not. Let me do that part again. Just how blind will America be? The world is on the edge of its seat, defeat on the horizon. Very surprising that we all could see the plot and claimed that we could not. Just how blind, America? Just as Vietnam exploded in the rice, snap, crackle, and pop could not stop people determined to be free. Just how blind will America be? The shock of a Vietnam defeat sent Republican donkeys scurrying down on Wall Street. And when the roll was called, it was Pepsi Cola and Phillips 66, Boeing, Dow, and Lockheed. Ask them what they're fighting for, and they'll never mention the economics of war. Ecological warfare, above all else, destroy the land. If we can't break the Asian will, we'll bomb the dikes and starve the man. America, the international Jekyll and Hyde, the land of a thousand disguises, sneaks up on you but rarely surprises. Plundering the Asian countryside in the name of Fu Manchu. Afraid of shoeless, undernourished Cambodians, while we strike big wheat bargains with Russia, our nuclear enemy. Just how blind, America? But tell me, who was around where Hale Boggs died? And what was the cause of LBJ's untimely demise? And what really happened to J. Edgar Hoover, the king is proud of Patrick Gray, while America's faith is drowning beneath that cesspool, Watergate. How long will the citizens sit and wait? It's looking like Europe in 38. Did they move to stop Hitler before it was too late? How long, America, before the consequences of keeping the school system segregated, allowing the press to be intimidated, watching the price of everything soar, and hearing complaints because the rich want more? It seems that Macbeth and not his lady went mad. We've let him eliminate the whole middle class. The dollar's the only thing we can't inflate, while the poor go on without a new minimum wage. But what really happened to J. Edgar Hoover? The king is proud of Patrick Gray, and there are those who say America's faith is drowning beneath that cesspool, Watergate. How much more evidence do the citizens need that the election was sabotaged by trickery and greed? And if this is so, and who we got didn't win, let's do the whole goddamn election over again. The obvious key to the whole charade would be to run down all of the games they played. Remember Dieter Beard and ITT, the slaughter of Attica, the CIA in Chile, knowing nothing about Allende at this time in the past, as I recollect. Augusta, Georgia, the nomination of Supreme Court Justice to head off the tapes. William Calley's executive interference in the image of John Wayne. Kent State, Jackson State, Southern Louisiana, hundreds of them authorized bombing raids. The chaining and gagging of Bobby Seale. Somebody tell these Maryland governors to be for real. We recall all of these events just to prove that Whataburgers in the Watergate wasn't no news. The thing that seems to justify all of our fears is that all this went down in the last 5 years. But tell me, what really happened to J. Edgar Hoover? The king is proud of Patrick Gray while America's faith is drowning beneath that cesspool, Watergate. We leave America to ponder the image of justice from its new wave of leaders. Frank Rizzo, the high school graduate mayor of Philadelphia whose ignorance is surpassed only by those who voted for him. Richard Daley, imperial Napoleonic mayor of Chicago, who took over from Al Capone and continues to implement the same tactics. George Wallace, Lester Maddow, Storm Thurmond, Ronald Reagan, an almost endless list that won't be missed when at last America is purged. And the silent White House with the James brothers once in command. But see the sauerkraut mafia men deserting the sinking White House ship and their main mindless megalomaniac Ahab. McCord has blown, Mitchell has blown, no tap on my telephone. McCord has blown, Mitchell has blown, no tap on my telephone. Haldeman, Ehrlichman, Mitchell, and Dean, it follows a pattern if you dig what I mean. Haldeman, Ehrlichman, Mitchell, and Dean, it follows a pattern if you dig what I mean. And what are we left with now? Bumper stickers that say Free the Watergate 500. Spy movies of the same name with a cast of thousands. And that ominous phrase that if Nixon knew, Ag knew. But Ag didn't knew enough to stay out of jail. And what really happened to J. Edgar Hoover? The king is proud of Patrick Gray. And there are those who swear they've seen King Richard. 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 Beneath that cesspool, Watergate. Four more years of that.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Drive Bones Connection. This is Antoinette, and it's Saturday night. And tonight, I am so honored and privileged to say that we have Dr. Yaffa Bey with us. Dr. Yaffa is a spellbreaker, and she's going to enlighten us on how to break the spells that have been put on us from birth up until this day, and you know, also on our children and our grandchildren. So I'm privileged and honored to introduce you to, for those that don't know, Dr. Yaffa Bey. Dr. Yaffa, you with me?
Hi, Antoinette. Yes, I am with you this Saturday night of August 21st, the year 2021, common current era. Yes. Thank you for having me. Hi, everyone.
Thank you for being with me. Yes, we can hear you. You're loud and clear.
Good.
Loud and clear, and I thought that song would be perfect for you because of the president in office. I know that you're not a fan. I don't think anybody is at this point. Pardon me?
Oh, quite a few people like this guy, and they should not, and there are multiple reasons why. But go ahead.
No, I was just saying I know that you're not a fan, and there's so many things that's going on in the world today, you know, with the vaccines and with COVID and Lord, with the water, with the air, with everything, that I know that you have a tremendous amount to speak on, and I'm just going to leave it to you to go where you want us to go.
Okay, well, since you started it out with the four more years, let's talk about this guy that a lot of people prefer over the previous guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I prefer the previous guy over this guy, and I have reasons why. And if people don't see it now, because I get you didn't see it then, you ought to see it now. But this particular guy, I heard him say with his own, you know, out of his own mouth with my own ears, oh, we're going to put you guys back in chains. This is what he had to say about our people. We're going to put you guys back in chains. He also said early this year, he was talking to a bunch of melanin-rich people that are touted as our leaders. We don't even know who they are, but they're touted as our leaders on Zoom. That whole thing where he had said something to the effect of, oh, you guys are going to just have to deal with the Hispanic community and just deal with it. Basically, we're not thinking about you. I don't know if you remember that.
No, I don't remember that one.
Yeah, well, he was talking to a panel of melanin-rich people on Zoom, and they wanted to know, well, now that we've got you in office, you know, what do you plan to do for us? And in so many words, he was telling them, we're not doing anything for you. Y'all are going to have to just deal with the Hispanic community because we're going to be working with them. So what they did not bring out is that he had said something like, this country is doomed not just because of African Americans, but because it's getting ready to be a minority white country, because we're going to have a lot of Hispanics. Well, fool, you're the one letting them run across the border like mad, making your people what you're calling a minority. So what's up with that? And how in the world is this country doomed not just because of us? In other words, this country is doomed basically because of African Americans, but also whatever other thing. One, we're not African, and other than it's known at the top, the people who are considered African are not from a country overseas. They are people whose country and order has been subjugated by a foreign invader. So the term African really means that your nation has been conquered and subjugated by a foreign one. So in that regard, okay, fine. But this guy thinks we should be back in chains, and he thinks this country is doomed because of us. You got me messed up. People are looking at us and see the mainstream, I prefer to call it the lying stream misleadia, the mainstream misleadia on the left and the right are making us the poster child for everything wrong with this country. And they've been doing it forever. You know, we're the reason Biden is in office. Oh, black people put him in office. No, we did not. First of all, many people, actually, I don't know anyone except for me myself that even bothered to vote in this election. I don't know a soul, because most of our people don't vote at all, because for the most part, we learned decades ago, if not at least a century ago, that all of the elections are fraudulent anyway. Voter fraud, voter tampering, our people have been exposed to it for the longest, so most of our people do not even bother. We realize that it's wasted. And this election, even the people that I know that are Democrat that would vote, they didn't vote because their thing is, well, I don't like either guy, so I'm not voting for either. I'm not doing the lesser of two evils. You said that everyone you know voted. Everyone I know, including you, did not vote.
No, I did not.
I'm the only
vote.
Person I know that bothered to vote. And yes, I am a Republican. You know, I don't vote. I said I was never, ever going to participate in another election again. I stopped voting at least 20 years ago. And when I stopped, I was a Republican then. But, you know, because the Republican Party was started by our people. The Republican Party is the party for people that are homeowners, property owners, landowners, business owners. Those are the people that do not want the government overreaching and trying to dictate to them and tell them what the heck to do and not do. That's one of the reasons why they're Republican. The demon rats that you all call Democrats, they started out as the Ku Klux Klan. And they ran melanin-rich people up out of the Republican Party and into the demon rat party of the Klan. Now, on the far left and the far right, they're on both sides in both parties at this point.
Yes.
Now, somewhere in the middle, it's a little different. But I am not BLAC. I don't BLAC anything. I'm not black. The original definition meant bleached up, pale, and white in color. I am not bleached up, pale, nor white in color. Therefore, I am not the original definition of black. The new modern current definition is the color of a car tire. I am not the color of a car tire either. Therefore, no definition of BLAC black is appropriate and applies accurately to me or most of the people that they identify as black. And I really wish people would stop calling us that crap. I'm listening even to the so-called awake, aware, cognizant, conscious community with that nonsense. It's like, are you guys serious at this point? There's enough data and information out there for everyone to stop calling us that. And most of the people calling us that are black themselves, bleached up, pale, and white in color. So we are going to have to stop calling ourselves the wrong things because we are spelling and cursing ourselves by calling ourselves these things. We have to, what I can do is try to give you guys a little inspiration because there's massive attack underway. But we have to remember and try to recall who we are. We are the creators. And I'm not talking about melanin-rich people around the planet. There's nothing wrong with any people anywhere around the planet. But I'm specifically referring to the melanin-rich people of what is now identified as the United States that's in and on America. But it is not the whole of America. So when people become angry with the United States for invading their country or doing something or destroying their nations or whatever the case may be, they need to direct their anger and issue to the United States. Because by directing your anger and issue to America, you involve and incriminate the entirety of America when the entirety of America has nothing to do with it. America consists of Canada, the United States, Mexico, Belize, Brazil, Peru, Suriname, you know what I'm saying, Puerto Rico, all of this is America. So don't, when the United States does something jacked up, stop saying the America did this and the Americans did that, because that involves everyone on the landmass or continent known as America when they had nothing to do with it. Your issue and your beef is with the United States, so call it what it is. If you have a problem, say, well, the United States needs to fall or the United States needs to be destroyed or the United States is whore, the Babylon whore, say that. Don't involve the entirety of America when the entirety of America has nothing to do with everything that the United States is doing, particularly the melanin-rich people of the Americas that are particularly in the United States who are just trying to flip and survive, being subjugated every which way but Sunday. We are America and Americans, so do not involve us in all of that. It's one of the reasons why I like the last president. We need to make America great again. Well, America is a lot of stuff, including me. So I'm down with that. USA, the United Siberial, United Sovereigns of America or Siberial Americans, whatever you want to call it. All of that is us and the people of the Americas. So every time someone puts out a spell or curse in hostility against America, it involves and denigrates the entirety of the two or three continents called America. And that is why now the entirety of America is in trouble, because a lot of people, particularly people that are here, are incriminating America when they mean United States. So if you mean United States, say United States. That's just like saying, oh, I'm mad at McDonald's because of this, this, and that. But then you say, oh, the fast food industry or fast food restaurants, don't involve the entirety of the fast food industry in it, even though I'm not into fast food. If you're mad at or angry or upset with McDonald's, say McDonald's. Don't say fast food restaurants. If you're upset with the United States, say United States. Stop saying America. That is becoming a problem because every time someone does it, particularly someone in the Americas, no matter where they are, tip of Canada or bottom of Tierra del Fuego, you involve us all. Melanin-rich people particularly, and especially those in the United States, have the most spell casting vocal power of anyone walking the planet, and they of all people need to stop inculcating or involving or incriminating the whole of America when they have something to say about the United States. Damn it, say United States. Please, say United States. Stop saying America, because now we're all in trouble. And people had better comprehend what is going on now. We're the people that have the power to stop this. And they are using everything and every weapon in their drawer against us. Because as long as we're stressed out, distracted, and upset, and cannot tranquilly calm our focus, we are in a position to be pushed over. We are a very strong people. We are power. We don't have power. We are power. We don't use power, but we will power that we are. So when it's all said and done, comprehend this. Most of the greatest inventions in the world were invented not by so-called black people, not by so-called colored people, because there are even melanin-rich people. It was by melanin-rich people of the United States in particular. In particular. You're not going to start your day at sunrise and get to the end of the day, whatever skin color, ethnicity, or race you are, without putting your hands on something that melanin-rich people of the United States were particularly involved in the invention thereof. So when we never mind what everyone is saying. Let the media tell it we're the worst monsters, the biggest criminals, the biggest racist killers, whatever. We stole the election from President Trump. That's not true. We don't have the power. Yes, they did show a lot of melanin-rich people counting ballots, hiding ballots, rescanning ballots, and all this other nonsense that they were participating in. But many of them were just paid Ponzi's or paid patsies, doing something for a paycheck, okay? Yeah, they showed a bunch of people running up and down the street during rioting and whatever that may have looked that like us, but some of them were paid to do that too. And a lot of those people, despite the fact that they looked like us, they were not us. Because I saw on more than one occasion where a porter would stick a microphone in someone's face that's melanin rich, that's out in the middle of this nonsense, participating in this nonsense with so-called Black Lives Matter. And as soon as that person would open their mouth, it's like, they're not us. They would start talking, and their accent would be so long, strong, and hard. You knew full well they were not us. And I'm not talking about a Southern drawl accent. I'm not talking a New York accent. I mean, these are people whose accents were clearly indicative of the fact that they were not from here. A lot of people that are out there doing a lot of things are not our people, and they're not from here. A lot of entertainers and rappers are not from here. A lot of politicians are not from here. A lot of people doing things out in the street are not from here. But because they look like us, because they're melanin rich, we get implicated and incriminated for things that we had nothing to do with. I'm going to give you a prime example. Portland had been burning since, what, May of 2020? And all you heard on the left side of the media, which is MSNBC, CNN, CBS, and on the right, which is Fox and all of these other kind of people, all you heard was Black Lives Matter this and Black Lives Matter that. Black people are this and black people are that. Well, again, if you know the definition of black, that probably is accurate, but I'm going to give you one step further. Because now they have the entirety of the country angry with melanin-rich people because black people burned down the country. Black people looted the country. Black people tore down the statues. Black people are attacking Asians. Black people are attacking Puerto Ricans. Black people are attacking Russians. Black people, black people, black people. We're not black people. If you want to play color cards and color crayons, we various shades of brown. Back in the day in the 1600s, the definition of brown or the definition of red meant brown or chocolate colored. That's when they say the red man and red Indians, they were brown people. We're still brown people. I've never seen too many so-called black people, and they're usually not from here, okay? Now, the mayor of Portland, and I think it's an amazement that the mainstream media didn't pick it up. But before I get into what the mayor said, let me tell you a little something about Oregon. The state of Oregon is a state that said they were never going to have any melanin-rich people anywhere in the state at all, ever. That was in their constitution there until very recently, maybe like 1980s, early 2000s. They very recently took that out of the Oregon constitution, that our people were not allowed to ever be anywhere in Oregon. However, they had a railroad running through the Portland area of Oregon, and a bunch of melanin-rich people went there to work on the railroad. Now, right now, the vast majority of people that are in the Portland area were, prior to all the burning downs, were a bunch of people that were really, actually were so-called African in blood heritage. We're American in blood heritage. But because they did not want our people in that state at all, this was an attempt to get our people run out of there. Because if you look at how they did it, they basically went and seized on an area that was very heavily melanin rich and decided they were going to create these zones and defund the police while they were terrorizing the melanin rich people there. Now, a bunch of these people were in Black Lives Matter, and they were, for the most part, what people call white people. A bunch of them were Antifa, for the most part, what people call white people. These were and still are a very a lot of bigoted, racialist types. Many melanin-rich people that have been out there will tell you they have been called niggers and all kind of stuff by these people that were supposed to be championing for melanin-rich people. Well, if you're championing for me, then why are you attempting to insult me? But personally, I'm not insulted. You call me a nigger all day, and I'll tell you thank you for the compliment. And I know you're saying it wrong, but I understand your speech impediment. You should be bowing down. Why are you still standing? You know enough to know that I am one of the niggers, then you should not be standing while you're calling me that. Get on your damn knees. But anyway, they went through and deliberately burned down and tore up the melanin-rich community of Portland. It was specifically done to run the melanin-rich people out of there under the guise of looking out for Black Lives Matter. Now, if you know that black means bleached up, pale, and white in color, and most of the people out there were bleached up, pale, and white in color, yeah, Black Lives Matter would matter to you because you are lacking melanin or black. But many of the businesses, because, you know, it's very difficult to get businesses in melanin-rich communities in the first place for this very reason. Secondly, the businesses that were in the melanin-rich community, some of them being melanin-rich owned and operated, not necessarily us, but melanin-rich nonetheless, because not every melanin-rich individual is of the blood tied to here. But when it's all said and done, they burned through the area, ran a bunch of businesses out of there, tore a lot of stuff up, basically disabled the police or so, whatever. And it was done deliberately and intentionally to destroy the melanin-rich community that they didn't want there in the first place. And if you follow the route of the burns and the destruction, that is a route that's for rebuild, because a lot of that stuff was opportunity zones. A lot of that stuff was going to be classified opportunity zones. Well, they're going to run the melanin-rich people out of the opportunity zones that were designed for melanin-rich people, like affirmative action was, equal employment opportunities were, civil liberties were designed specifically for us. But when they were done with it, it was for every minority from everywhere, and they brought in even more minorities from all over the place to seize up the slots and the spots and take everything that was intended for us, because it's our house. Never mind what people say out there. But check out what the Portland mayor had to say, and this came out in an article. Now, list. Check this out. Mainstream, lamestream, lying misleadia had nothing to say about this, because it's just black people this and black people that and Black Lives Matter. And, you know, A comes before B. So shouldn't it be Antifa and Black Lives Matter? I mean, really? But it's always Black Lives Matter and Antifa, Black Lives Matter and Antifa, because it's a subliminal spell of sorcery through subliminal messaging that has people locked down on this hatred and hostility toward melanin-rich indigenous people that they're not supposed to do, but they keep doing it, which is another crime against humanity, okay, to incite hostility and hatred toward the indigenous people of a particular place. That is a crime, and the media is not supposed to do it, but they do it all the time, and they do it under the guise of black. Well, you can get away with it if you do it under the guise of black, because black is not a people anywhere. It's certainly not an indigenous people anywhere. Now, on January the 3rd in the year 2021, the Gateway Pundit, and it used the whole name, THEGATEWAYPUNDIT, the GatewayPundit.com, put an article out dated January the 3rd, 2021, and they quoted the mayor of Portland. And the article is called Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler is finally figuring out he can't appease Antifa rioters. This is how you know these were not our people, because if these were our people doing the things that they're saying our people did, they would have been put down like rabid dogs, okay? These were so-called white folks, but no media has addressed it, and they're still not addressing it because they're pointing the finger, utilizing us as the poster child for everything wrong in the United States. And this is what the mayor had to say. Why? Now, this is what he quoted exactly. This is the hardest question of all to answer, Wheeler said. Quote, why would a group of largely white young and some middle-aged men destroy the livelihood of others who are struggling to get by? He could not for the life of him comprehend or understand why white men were tearing up his city. Did you hear about that? No, you did not, because it's black people this and Black Lives Matter that and black. But this is the mayor of the city, and he's wanting to know why in the hell are all these white men tearing up my damn town? CNN didn't say shit about it. MSNBC, Fox, ABC, CBS, for melanin-rich people should not listen to any of those forms of media. Our people need to find alternative forms of media. And no matter where you look, you're going to find that bigoted nonsense on both sides. But the Gateway Pundit, albeit that they do have a very bigot-leaning side against us, and I can tell the way they do their articles that involve us. And this is the only thing they've ever quoted, where they basically made it clear, hey, this is white people doing that. They never did it again, and nobody else has done it at all, to my knowledge. But you can go to the Gateway Pundit. You can go to UGE Tube. You can go to ex-CIA agent Robert David Steele. I think it's Robert David Steele, STEELE.com. There are many, many alternatives. You can go to Brighteon. You know, he's okay. He tries not to be bigoted, but it comes out sometimes, you know, and I'm not mad at people for that. That's just a part of the subliminal messaging. They can't help it. It is what it is. But when you go to these alternative places to acquire your data and information, and I could give a list of them. I should have wrote a list of them down. You will get a better feel for what's really going on out there. Some people, when I talk to them on the phone, the entire time I'm talking to them, and none of them are a part of us, and those of us that are us, y'all know who I'm talking about, but they're melanin-rich people nonetheless. Some of them, the entire time I'm talking to him, to them, I hear the mainstream misleadia or lying misleadia running out there with the narrative. CNN or MSNBC is playing in the background the entire time. And people do not comprehend or understand how it is that they have been hypnotized and put under a spell of sorcery through subliminal messaging. That is the only way you can hate someone you have never, ever met. But did you know that the mayor of Portland had said that? Did you know that it was mostly white people destroying his town? Sis, were you aware? Okay, Antoinette must have put me on mute and took off. So I guess it's just me, y'all. Anyway, I'm presuming the vast majority of listeners out here are not aware of the fact that, unless I'm not on, maybe I'm not on. Did I get stuck?
You'll hear. I'm sorry, y'all. I was talking, and I'm sorry I had myself on mute.
Oh.
I didn't hear a word you said. For a minute, I'm thinking that I got dropped.
No, it was me. Forgive me. It was me. I had myself on mute.
Okay, well, what were you saying? Because I asked you, were you aware of that? Did you know or have any idea?
You know, see, I watched Unicorn Rider. He's on YouTube, and he does it live. He, covers the, whenever those things occur, they always have a live crew that's out there. So I didn't hear them say it, but, I did see where you seen, white folks were tearing up.
Yeah, now they did capture melanin-rich people running out of stores with TVs and tennis shoes. But melanin-rich people will do that if a place is open, wide open.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying all melanin-rich people, but I saw other ethnicities that were not us running in and out of those stores also. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just like I recently moved from the Phoenix, Arizona area.
Mm-hmm.
Scottsdale, Arizona is almost kind of like, I guess, Arizona's version of Beverly Hills, California. And they were talking about how Black Lives Matter and Antifa were tearing up the malls in Portland and looting the malls in Portland. What did I just say? Scottsdale.
And Arizona.
And I'm like, Scottsdale in particular. I'm like, there's almost no melanin-rich people whatsoever in Scottsdale, Arizona. Matter of fact, there are hardly any melanin-rich people in the Phoenix area. They have some in Mesa because there's a college there, but they're not very – well, when I first moved there, I could go an entire week or 2 weeks and not see one melanin-rich face anywhere but mine and my babies. Not one.
Oh, my.
In Phoenix, okay? Not behind the counters in the grocery stores, not as customers in the grocery stores, not behind the counter in the post office, not rolling around delivering mail for the post office, not law enforcement, none. There were none. It was to the point that whenever we would see one, my baby would go, look, Yafa, somebody melanin-rich. And I'd be, because it was such a rare occurrence. Now, by the time we left, you started seeing a few more, but you also started seeing people in full-fledged hijabs in the heat of Arizona summertime, jet-colored, from head to toe, faces covered. I'm like, woo! You know what I'm saying? With the men walking in front of them, you see a bunch of Jews with their whole black gear and the black hats and the long curly cues and the beards. So by the time we left there, there was a whole lot more of some of everybody there. I mean, they were there before also, but you started seeing more of them by the time we left. But I started seeing some people from Africa, people from Bangladesh, Pakistan. All of a sudden, we started seeing these people in the lines, up and down the street, at the bus stop. It got where you would see them like every day as opposed to once every 1 to 2 weeks. But the point I'm making is this. Scottsdale, Arizona had almost none. Almost none. I'm not going to say they had none, but it was almost none. So to say that the Scottsdale Mall was getting looted and robbed and blame that on so-called Black Lives Matter when there are hardly no melanin-rich people in the area is a bit much. And I was talking to a homegirl of mine. She's what everybody would classify as a so-called white girl, who handles my mail and everything for my business because my business is based out of the Phoenix area. She was like, well, Yafa, she knew it wasn't us. She was like, there was some of everybody running up through that mall. I'm going to be honest with you. But
yeah, I can believe
they
that.
Kept making it like it was us. And I'm getting a little fed up with the mainstream mismedia, lying media with that nonsense. Mm-hmm. But this is what they have to do. Just like they say, melanin-rich people are the reason why we can't have voter ID because voter ID is racist because black people can't get ID. Y'all need to stop playing.
First of all,
according to you guys, we're all on welfare, food stamps, and Section 8 and this and that. In order to be on any of that, you have to have ID.
ID.
And they want to see a Social Security card, sometimes a birth certificate, including for the toddlers, too. Okay?
Yes.
So don't play with my people. If we're all on welfare and food stamps, like you guys say, we all have ID. So either we don't have ID, which means we're not on welfare and food stamps, because you can't get it if you look like us without that stuff. Maybe if you run across the border, they'll give it to you. But when you look like us, they don't want to give it to you if you don't have those things. So if it is, in fact, a fact that we are all on welfare and food stamps and government handouts and you people that work have to pay for our lazy people who are trifling and doing nothing, according to you, then we all have ID, which means we can vote. But a lot of our people don't want to vote for various reasons. One is shenanigans. Other people's people just found out here recently how deep the shenanigans run in elections. Melanin and rich people learned a long time ago. We used to be greeted, our ancestors were greeted by the Klan trying to vote, intimidating them from getting to the polls. Our ancestors were told, well, tell us how many jelly beans are in this jar, then you can vote.
Yes.
Well, that's interference. Tell us how many bubbles come out of this bar of soap, then you can vote. That's interference. And there are whole communities of ours, and we know about it, where they would come and take the ballots away from our voter precinct and dump them. They'd be found in the dumpster, the whole precinct of ballots. So we've been knowing for a long time that this nonsense is full of shenanigans. So a lot of our people do not participate because they have better things to do than deal with this ridiculous nonsense. Now people are just finding out, oh, voter fraud, voter fraud. Yeah, well, y'all are late. Now people are just finding out about police brutality. Well, we've been knowing for a while. Y'all are late.
Yeah.
If you had said something about it when we were out there crying about it, shit would never have gotten to this point.
That is
people
so true.
People keep ignoring us because, well, they're just blacks. Well, they're just niggas. Nobody cares. Nobody cares.
Yeah.
But we cried about elections way back when. We cried about police brutality way back when. We cried about the criminal justice system, and everybody saw it firsthand on President Trump. But we've been knowing about it for a long time. So y'all just now catching up because you couldn't listen when we said something. We were crying about everybody running in from other countries taking our jobs. Y'all were okay with it. First one's fired, last one's fired. Last one's hired, first one's fired. Basically, that was us. So when it's all said and done, as long as we were the ones losing the jobs, no one cared. As long as we were the ones being displaced by foreigners, no one cared. Well, now it's catching up to you, and you're crying, white racism, anti-white. No, it's anti-people, and it's anti-this country. And had you stopped it when we were asking them to be stopped, it wouldn't have gotten to this point. Now we're in trouble. They're getting ready to let, I think it's 300,000, 30,000 or 300,000. Afghanistanian refugees into this country. And Biden is prepared to pay $2,000 per. He's prepared to pay $2,000 per to fly them in here.
Oh, shoot.
President Donald John Trump never would have ever would have put anybody before this U.S. citizenry. Okay? His first order of business would have been, we need to get out everybody that belongs in the United States first and foremost, despite their race. If they belong here, we're getting them out first. Then we'll see what we can do. We're going to get them out, get our soldiers out. Then we'll see what we can do about the rest of y'all. That would have been him. This fool in there now, I call him the joke. Joke Biden. He's a joke. And his vice president, that's a joker. All she does is skin and grin and cackle and laugh like a damn joker. I don't want the joke in office, and I don't want the joker in office. And people want the joke out of office, which means he'll be replaced by the joker. Well, I've seen enough Batman to know I don't want a joker in office. But
Definitely not her.
We don't want either one of them. But people prefer these monkeys over the guy that we had before because they don't like the way he talks, because he's not politically correct, because he's too blunt, because he's, you know. I would prefer that you be straight up with me. That's one of the first things I started liking about that dude. You don't have to worry about him smiling, skinning, grinning, and lying to you. If President Trump does not like you, you will know about it. He will not bite his tongue about it. I prefer people that are honest with me, and you know, as opposed to smiling in my face and stabbing me in my back and turning the knife while you're grinning at me. Look at me and tell me and then stick me in my damn face. Don't stick me in my back. But whatever. People prefer being lied to. I don't like lying politicians. They're very dishonest. People did not like this man because he was not a lying politician, because he was too honest and too blunt. Well, I don't like what he said about this. At least you know how he feels about this. Well, he said this and that. I'm like, yeah, but I heard the entire speech. Where is the rest of what he said? they took it out of context. As a matter of fact, prime example of Joe Biden talking about how the United States is doomed not just because of my people, meaning so-called African-American or erroneously styled African-Americans. Do you know that there are, if you go search that statement, everything that comes up is a fact check. Well, it's not true. That's what he said. It's not true. Mm-hmm. It was out of context. That's not all he said. They're very quick to fact check and correct and try to put into context the crappy things that he says. But they never, ever, ever tried to put into context what President Trump said. And a lot of things he said were taken out of context. Well, he's a racist. He's a racist. No, he's not. I have a video where he repeatedly disavowed racism, disavowed the Ku Klux Klan, disavowed white supremacy, disavowed David Duke. Even before he became, I might even have a footage of him in black and white disavowing that. He's never been down with this. What is his attitude about that? There is no room in this country for it. There's no room in this country for that. And he's correct about
that. I never heard that.
Oh, I'll email it to you.
Okay.
Let me write that down in my notes. I just recently emailed it to a couple of people because people are like, I've never seen that. I'm like, over and over and over and over again in front of the mainstream media who never put it out there. But it's out there, and I got it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to put on here, email you. I just emailed it to three or four people within the last 5 days because they had never heard it because they were telling me, well, you know, he's so racist. I'm like, no, he's not. No, he's not. And it's not just, well, he's never disavowed racism. Yes, he has. Over and over and over. He's disavowed it so many times. At one point, he was like, how many times y'all going to ask me that? How many times are y'all going to keep asking me that? Let me say it one more time. I disavow white supremacy. I disavow racism. I disavow the Ku Klux Klan. I disavow David Duke. How many times do I have to say that to you people? I disavow it. There's no room for it in this country. I will email it to you. Then
okay,
you will have it for your own edification. Email to Antoinette. I'll send it. But,
well, thank you.
You're welcome. I mean, I know you don't like him either. That's why I don't really talk to you. But I don't talk about him to too many people. But I'm going to say this. Even though I am the only individual that I am aware of that voted this election, and yes, I did vote for my president, I don't give a damn who hates him. I have my reasons why. Because I came on your show. Do you remember I came on your show and you guys wanted to know what was my opinion of President Donald John Trump? What did I tell you? I said, I don't know yet, sis. The jury is still out. I don't know yet. The jury is still out. I haven't paid a lot of it. This was after he ran into, you know, the 2016 thing. I don't know a lot about him. I said, from where I sit, he seems to me to be a man of his word, but I honestly cannot give you an opinion or a position because I haven't looked into him. But so many people would ask me, including you on your show, the last one I did with you, several people would call and ask me. I said, okay, you know what? So many people are asking me my opinion about this man. Let me look into him so that I can stop saying I don't know because I don't like to say I don't know. But if I don't know, I will say I don't know. So I looked into him, and I did my research, and I did my due diligence. And when I was done, I came to the determination that this is one of the best presidents this country has ever had. I put him right up there with John F. Kennedy Jr.
Yeah.
And I have a buddy. I don't want to give her a name, but she's world-renowned author. You guys would know her well if I mentioned her, and she's listening to the show now even as we speak. Several people know who she is. She's got a couple of great books out. But she didn't like him either. She could not and would not address him by anything other than number 45.
Yeah,
and
that's what I did.
I was
first
talking to her one day, and I started talking to her about. She's like, I didn't know about that. I didn't know about that. I didn't know about that. I'm like, a lot of people don't know about what he's done and what he is doing or what he's trying to do because the media won't tell anyone. But I went and looked, and I went and found it. It's not hard. If you look for it, you will find it. For example, one of the reasons you wanted me to do this show is you wanted me to bring up what I was told by my darling sister in Germany, the Penny.
Mm.
I have a fabulous sister in Germany. Everybody there calls her Penny because she's copper colored, like a penny.
Yeah.
And she's from Los Angeles, California, but she is domiciled out there, owns a home, out there to stay. And if she comes back, it'll be when we finish setting a few things up. However, she's like, yeah, but we find out about everything going on out there in the United States before y'all do. Because she has a tendency to let me know what's going on. She's like, this stuff about rappers and everything, mainstream news out there. She's like, why is this stuff news out here? Why is this news out here about this brother or that? Why?
Yeah.
So she brought to my attention, I don't know if you remember, there was a flood in the Detroit, Michigan area. And she had called from Germany to tell me, yo, Yaffa, if you know of anybody, if we have any people that are in the Detroit area, tell them to get the hell out of there. I said, well, why? What's wrong? She said, you haven't heard about the flood? I'm like, I've heard about the floods. And I called and checked on my people in the Detroit area, and they said they were fine, that those floods had occurred in the suburbs where a bunch of the so-called white folks are in the Detroit, Michigan area. She said, yo, see, that's what I'm talking about. They don't tell you guys anything. And my my folks in the Detroit, Michigan area said it was never published, and to this day it has not been put out for the people in the Detroit, Michigan area to know. But in the Detroit, Michigan area, there was a, and this was mainstream media news in Germany, where my homegirl, the Penny, is. He said there was a nuclear reactor that failed. And in order to quell this nuclear reactor from blowing, they had to open the levees and flood it to cool it to keep it from blowing. But there's so much radiation coming off that thing. All of that is getting into the water that they use to flood that stuff, and that stuff is going to wind up down in the groundwater. So anybody that you know that's out there, tell them to get the hell out of there.
Yeah, I have a relative out there, and I told her, I told her father to tell her to move because she lives in the suburbs out there, and you know to get from there.
Did she know about it? Because most of the people in the area did not even know that there was a nuclear reactor that failed. Germany knew, but we didn't know.
Yeah.
The lying misleadia out here that they call the mainstream media has become a threat to us all.
Yes.
And everyone should stop participating. Because when you fail to tell the people what they need to know and you fail to report what people need to know, you are putting the people's lives and livelihood in danger because they are not aware. When you are not aware, you cannot prepare for what you are not aware of. And when I try to notify people to make them aware, they come back lashing back at me about, oh, you're fear-mongering. And woo. So you know what Yaffa did? I stopped eating. I stopped texting everybody. I stopped telling people anything. It's very rare because I was notifying everybody of everything I thought they needed to know. And I had a few people snap back at me, go off on me, including my father. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, you know what, Yaffa, screw that. I'm not texting anybody. And I've had maybe four or five people tell me, Yaffa, you don't need to try to, because I've told people, you know how many people I know, how many people I notify? I don't have time to sit down and try to determine for each individual. I wonder if this person would want to know this. I wonder if this would upset this person. I wonder if this person wants to hear about this. So, you know, my thing is take it and look at it or don't look at it. Take it and leave it, throw it away, block me. But enough people lash back that I stopped notifying everyone of everything. But I still know because people notify me. I don't watch TV. Don't even have one. But anyway, I'm saying all that to say my homegirl, the author that you guys know, you would know her if I stated her name. And she told me I could, or it was up to me, and I am opting not to, which I think she prefers that I don't. Even though she didn't say, well, no, Yaffa, don't mention my name. She just said, use your own discretion, use your own judgment. So I'm going to withhold her name because she's very private, even though she's a public figure. She used to only call the president number 45. When I got to telling her stuff, she's like me. She doesn't take people's word for anything. She'll go see. She's a researcher and an author and a writer like I am. So she would look it up. And when she came back, she was like, Yaffa, oh, my God, I cannot believe I, of all people, allowed the media to determine how I think about someone. I'm supposed to be above it. I'm supposed to know better. She said, but now that I have looked into this man, oh, he is one of the best presidents we have ever had. I said, you think? She said, I put him right up there in the top. John Manson, John F. Kennedy, and President Trump. I put him in the top three. I said, well, he's up there in the top two for me. I put him up there with John F. Kennedy. John F. Kennedy tried to be everybody's president. President Trump tried to be everybody's president. Barack Obama, he's Jewish. He was trying to be a Jewish president. You know how many people tell me he's Jewish? I didn't know he was Jewish. What do you mean you didn't know he's Jewish? His mother is Jewish. He's Jewish. And he wasn't, she put him in the care of her Jewish parents. He was raised by his Jewish grandparents. He did a lot for Israel, and he did a lot for the Jews because he's Jewish. I'm just saying. Kamala is a Brahmin. She's from Barat.
Oh, well, her husband is Jewish.
Kamala Harris is a sister. She's not a sister.
But her husband is Jewish.
She's not Jewish.
Her husband is. Yeah, her husband is
Jewish. I didn't know
that. Now, I'm pretty sure. Now, I'll check again, but from what I was told, her husband is Jewish because she doesn't even take his name. Notice when she ran, she didn't run off of her husband's name. She's running off of her maiden name or whatever it is.
I call them the shadow people. People call them the elite. There ain't a damn thing elite about them, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I call them.
No, I don't think so.
Shadow demons, you know, because they're exercising their demonic rule from behind the shadows. For the most part, they inbreed through incest, and I can't speak for every single one of them, but basically that's the culture, to have children with your own children, to have children with your sister's children or your brother's children, you know, to have children with your mother.
Nasty.
This is the culture, you know what I'm saying, have children with your sister or your brother. That's the culture. As a general rule, they tend to only marry out of their race for power or wealth. So I think all of President Trump's children are married to them. But that's because they were marrying into wealth. Once he became president of the United States, well, now you're in the power. They only marry out for wealth and power. Know this. These are the people who, and let me say this to my people, these are the people who are gathering together attempting to upset you, attempting to stress you out, attempting to keep you off your game, to keep you out of your spiritual power so you won't wield your power and shut their asses down because they know you have the capacity to do so, which is why they're influxing so many more people to fuck with you, excuse my language, to mess with you. All of the people they bring into this country, they bring them in basically to destabilize my people. Okay.
Yes, that's
unfortunately
true.
It has backfired and now is destabilizing them. Okay.
Yes.
But when it's all said and done, a lot of them are getting together that used to be calling themselves Native Americans. Now all of a sudden they're American Indians. Well, no, that's not what you were. That's what we are. You're Native Americans. We're American Indians. Not the same damn thing. You guys are getting together, many of them, putting together a slew of petitions against melanin-rich people, calling them black terrorists because they have the audacity to want their identity back. And they're saying, these people are black terrorists, and they're taking our identity, claiming that they're Native Americans. Well, I don't know anybody that I affiliate with that calls themselves a flippin' Native American. We're not that. That's y'all. Y'all can have that. Y'all can keep that. I think they heard me say that publicly, so now they're not wanting to call themselves that anymore. Now they're saying they're the American Indian. Wow. Okay.
I call them the $5 Indians.
And they're talking about people calling us stupid and things like that for calling them that and saying things like, nobody ever called anybody pale-faced over here. Oh, wow, really?
Oh.
Come on, man. Stop playing.
Yeah.
When it's all said and done, let's say you are who you say you are. Not talking about us. I'm talking about them. Let's say they are who they say they are.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you get off looking at my people and telling us who we're not? Oh, they're African. They're African. Well, let's back up on the African thing because I'm getting sick of that nonsense too. The last time I checked, the people in control of the dissemination of information swear to God that everything began in Africa, that all people came from Africa, and that Africa is the cradle of all civilization. So if Africa is the cradle of all civilization, and all mankind and humanity began there, why are y'all so ashamed of Africa? They keep trying to shove Africa down the throats of the Aborigines of America. But why are y'all so ashamed of Africa? You keep wanting the melanin-rich Americans to claim Africa, but you're not claiming it. So so-called Native Americans are not claiming it. So-called white folks are not claiming it. So-called Asians, I don't see y'all jumping up and down about we're African, but everybody wants us to leave our house and go to Africa. Why is that?
Because they're over there stealing it now. They're over there stealing the resources and everything now. They just want us to go over there and fix it up.
Well, when it's all said and done, they need to back off. First of all, either we're all African or not. Don't just try to make the melanin-rich people of the United States of America the only people that should be claimed to be black and African that are ashamed of Africa and ashamed of being black and stealing everybody else's identity. Because what it is our identity has been stolen and we want it back. Now, some of those people, let's say that it's true that they are Native Americans. Let's say that's true. And some of them are by blood heritage, but not by phenotype. You've lost your indigenous phenotype. You don't look like the indigenous people that were found here. Damn what you think you know. It's not taught in school, but it's very well documented that America was a Negro continent or so-called melanin-rich continent full of swarthy-colored, dark-colored, tawny-colored people. That's documented. It wasn't you guys running around here today with the nonsense, but you might be tied by blood even though you lost your look. Let's say it's true that you are who you say you are. And I'm talking to these people that are having the audacity to be messing with my people. Who? None of you that are my people should respond to them. Don't respond to them. Don't reply to them. Don't get into spats, discussions, going back and forth with them. Don't give them views on their nonsense. Just ignore those people because they're there to keep you off your game. Stay on your game and let them do what they do. Because if they were really about it, they'd be on their game doing what they do. Too many people spend entirely too much time worried about the melanin-rich people of the United States. Why is that? If we're the worst of the worst, nothing more than animals, less than an animal, monkeys and apes, as they call it, even though if you shave any monkey, ape, orangutan, baboon, chimpanzee, mandrill, shave all those simians, S-I-M-I-A-N, you Semites that are simian, half man, half ape, do not mess with me and mine. Don't play with us. You shave any of them goddamn simians, you will find your ass underneath the fur. You will never, ever, ever shave any damn animal on the goddamn face of this goddamn earth and find no nigga underneath. Miss me. My bad, sis. I'm sorry.
No, you're okay. You're okay.
Skin. You know, monkey is an ape. My ass. If you shave a dog, a cat, a pig, a monkey, an ape, a chimp, an orangutan, a chimpanzee, or a mandrill, or any other simian or animal life form, they're pink under the fur. They're not brown under the fur. Stop calling my people monkeys, apes, and animals. Because I think if you start shaving some animals, you'll find that they're more related to people that are attacking us than they are to us. And I'm not trying to attack people that are these colors. I'm talking about the people that keep attacking us. If it doesn't apply to you, don't get insulted by it because it's not an insult. Because there are people that have lost their color that are still a part of the race of man. But then you've got a bunch of people that are part of the animal kingdom or species of animal. Anyway, the point being, do not go back and forth with these people. Don't watch their videos. Don't give them views. Do not comment. If they come into your video streams or your channels, do not reply. Do not respond. You can either leave them hanging or block them or kick them off the platform, delete their stuff. Don't waste your energy on them because they are not worth your time. They are not worth it.
Yeah,
hold on, my headset just went off.
Oh, okay.
Anybody that tries to call you an animal or anybody that tries to call you an ape, you don't even have to reply. You can laugh in their face and go, you might want to go and get some shavers and shave one and then come back and talk to me.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Let me tell you this. Mm-hmm. Her husband is Jewish. Kamala Harris' husband is Jewish. His name is Emhoff, E-M-H-O-F-F, and he was an entertainment lawyer.
Well, Hollywood is a free show full of nothing but everybody swinging both ways, orgiastic swinging both ways, down low, whatever they are, or they're child rapists, or they're child adrenochrome drinkers. Do not allow any of your children to move in the direction of Hollywood industry. They want to be in entertainment. They need to do some local plays. They need to put together their own little movies, their own little animations, to put together their own music and their own CDs and push their own stuff. Don't go get involved. Who controls the mainstream media? Who controls Hollywood? Who controls YouTube and Google? Who controls Facebook and Twitter? Who controls the pharmaceutical industry? Who controls Black Lives Matter? Who controls the NAACP? Who controls the ACLU? Who controls the NABRIS? Who controls these industries? Who controls the pharmaceuticals, all of these? Who controls the universities, the colleges, the labs that has most of the funding, including historically black colleges and universities? A lot of people are looking at melanin-rich people, blaming us for stuff that we don't have the money to be behind it. Oh, black people did this. We don't have the money and the resources to have taken down everything you're blaming on us. We did not take down the housing industry and cause a housing bubble.
No, we didn't.
According to you guys, we're all on welfare and food stamps. If we're all on welfare and food stamps, or we're all in prison and jail, if we're all in jail and prison and on welfare and food stamps, we didn't have the resources to buy these homes. So either we bought up all these houses that we couldn't afford and we destroyed the housing market, or we're all on welfare and food stamps. We cannot have it both ways. We can't be here and here.
And no, we couldn't have taken all their jobs either. You know, when they holler, we took all their jobs.
If we're all on welfare, we didn't take all their jobs. If we're all on welfare, we're all in jail. Make up your damn mind.
Either
took all your jobs, or we're all lazy and don't want to work, and we're on welfare and food stamps. Are on welfare and food stamps, or we bought up all the houses and collapsed the financial market and the housing bubble. We don't have the wealth, the resources to be behind this stuff. There was money behind all of the things that they complain about us.
Yeah.
And we weren't the bankroller. So they need to look higher up because they keep falling for the ridiculous nonsense, and that's why the country is in trouble. Because everybody is being misled and everybody is under a spell of sorcery through subliminal messaging, and they don't know it. And you can't tell them because they don't want to hear it. So they think you're the quack or the kook. But did you have a question? Because you know me, I can just go on and on and on. I mean, I started waiting on you to ask me a question, and you were like, just go. I was like,
I'm listening. I'm honestly and truly, look, I'm learning just like everybody else is. Now, what I would like for you to hit back on again is the water situation in Detroit.
Right.
Because when we had talked, and I told you how dear Flint was to me once I found out about Flint. And so, do you think this is going to be worse than Flint or the equivalent of Flint? I mean, because we know the people in Flint are still suffering.
They've been suffering for years, and it may be the repercussions for not addressing the Flint problem, for not giving a damn about the Flint problem. You know, of all the presidents that have been in office since this Flint mess began, which I believe is deliberate and intentional and by design.
Yeah. Yes, we had talked about
including
that.
Including Obama. Do you know President Donald John Trump is the only person that really tried to fix it? You were like, well, Obama put some money, said he needs to do a lot of things. But he was in there two terms, and he didn't get it done, okay?
No, it
President
wasn't
Trump would have got it done. He put aside, it was either millions or billions, because the shit pissed him off. Like the San Francisco homelessness situation with melanin-rich people pissed him off to the point that he almost cursed out the mayor of San Francisco about my people. Somebody better ask somebody. But when it's all said and done, he put all this money up because he wanted Flint, Michigan's water infrastructure completely redone.
Yeah.
But he didn't get his second term to make sure it got done. Now, did the money get there? I don't know. It could have got to Michigan and the governor and then reallocated the money for something else. It could have got to Flint and the mayor reallocated the money for something else.
Yeah.
But if President Trump gotten two terms, that would have gotten done. or he'd have took the money back. Kind of like what happened in San Francisco. He kept hearing about the homelessness problem in San Francisco. So he did kind of an impromptu, and my nephew brought it to my attention because he lives out there. He did an impromptu visit to San Francisco, California, to sue for himself. It wasn't the big fanfare President Cummings thing, but, you know, they knew, but it wasn't a big deal. So he checked it all out, and then he went and talked to the bride. He wound up going smooth off on her. He's like, what the hell is going on with all these African-Americans that are homeless on the streets of San Francisco? Are you kidding me? These people built this country. What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
You need to get them off the street. And she said, we're working on it. And she, he was kind of like, well, what happened to the whatever, millions or billions? What happened to all the money that we, the federal government, gave you to address this problem? Oh, we built some condominiums and apartments with that money. And he was like, okay, well, you need to put these people in them. She was like, well, we built them for the immigrants. We built them for the immigrants, you know, people coming in from Russia and other countries. He was like, hold up. You need to get all these melanin-rich people off the streets of San Francisco and put them in these apartments and condominiums that you built. That's what the money was for. And she said, well, they're not going to be able to afford the rent. The rents are going to be $3,000, $5,000 a month. And President Trump was like, and I don't care. You're going to get them off the streets, put them in those places, and they're not paying that either. If you don't want to do that, you can give the federal government back all the money they gave you to deal with this. Well, he was not happy. He was not happy, but he's so damn racist. Really? Are you people serious? Anyway, it is what it is. I'm going to say this, too. What's the name? Ice Cube? I told you Ice Cube tried to talk to Kamala, the Joker, and Joe Biden.
Yes.
They basically told him, we don't have time to talk to you. Maybe we'll talk to you after the election. Well, the election is come and go, and they still haven't talked to this dude, okay?
Yeah.
He hit up Trump. Trump was like, you know what, man, I got a lot going on. I'm busy right now, but I do want to hear what you got to say, so I'm going to set it up so you can talk to my people. I want you to have a sit down with my folks. And he sat down. It was either with President Trump's own blood son or one of President Trump's son-in-laws.
Mm-hmm.
And they sat down and they discussed, they came up with something that was kind of based around Dr. Claude Anderson's Powernomics plan, and they came up with a platinum plan just for us. Not like everything else and everybody else would have got on the bandwagon, it was just for us. But President Trump didn't get his second term to see to it that we got our platinum plan. And when he did it, a bunch of people out there that are, I guess they hate him so much that they're ignorant, they attacked him for coming up with the platinum plan. Oh, you're just trying to appease niggas by coming up with a platinum plan. Okay, well, that doesn't make any sense. That shows you how stupid you are, because if you think he did it just to appease us, then be appeased.
Yeah.
You got all the politicians that ain't trying to appease you. Don't give a damn about you, like Joke Biden and Joker Kamala. I'm just saying. But, it's when it's all said and done. Nobody's done anything for us. The last president was trying, and that may be one of the reasons they kept messing with him. I don't know. Don't start me lying. People are like, oh, he's planning to put us back into slavery and in the concentration camps. I'm like, no, he's not. No, he's not.
That was not his plan.
That was not his plan. Because he is aware of the fact that our people were heavily instrumental in the building of this country. Our people were heavily instrumental in the invention of everything that matters. Everything. From the cell phone that you can take out of your car and walk around with it in your purse or pocket, you can thank an American indigenous Autochthon for that. Spark plugs, automatic drivetrains, Ford motors. I'm just saying. Potato chips. Refrigerated trucks that get your food safely cool from one side of the country to the other without spoiling. You can thank melanin-rich people even for that. The fact that you're in some big mansion in Beverly Hills and you have a sprinkler system, that means you don't have to walk outside with your water hole standing around watering your lawn. You can just turn on a sprinkling system and let that happen. Our people were instrumental in that. Yeah, if you have this security footage at your home, you got this home surveillance camera system, you can thank us for that too. I'm just at a point now where I can't take it. Because, you know, these other people are like, white men invented everything. Black people invented nothing. It's like, excuse you? Really? Anyway, our people are even heavily instrumental in the perfection of the prisons that they build to house people. Did you know how many melanin-rich people are involved in making sure prisons are securely built?
No, I didn't.
Designing
never heard
them?
Of that
oh,
one.
Oh, yeah. They need to stop playing with us. The fact that they can work behind the counter in a bank and near this plexiglass shield between them and the teller, they can thank one of us for that, too. But whatever. We do nothing. We're good for nothing. Okay. And I'm not talking about melanin-rich people particularly. I'm talking about melanin-rich people of the United States of America in particular. Yeah, it was somebody melanin-rich. Dr. Shiva invented email from Barat, the Brahmin. But I'm talking about the people of America that they say are good for nothing. You wouldn't even have your Constitution or its goddamn government if it wasn't for our people. And these people that swear to God they're us, they forgot the history. They might need to find their old ones if they have any that'll tell the truth, who will tell them. The old ones were dark. They were darker than us. The old ones were not us. But a lot of the people that are up in charge now, they're imposters too, you know, like Cherokee Chief John Ross, an invader. A lot of these people are invaders. Most of these people that are claiming that they're the real ones and that we're stealing their identity, they're Italian, Irish, German, and Jew. That's who they are.
Yeah, the $5 Indians.
Some of them may be mixed blood. Many of them are not us at all. Talking that crap.
Yeah.
Just saying.
That is true.
So
that
we've been going
so,
at it for
so
an
true.
Hour and 15.
Yes,
does
we
anybody have.
Have
a question? Because I intend to stop.
Yeah, we do, and I know that you have
ahead.
A time limit.
No, I don't have a time limit. I just don't want to talk for 2 and 3 hours. I got outfits I want to sew. I want to make some clothes, and I want to sew. I'm in the mood to create. And that's one of the things our people should be doing. Stop letting these people terrify you. And before we take questions, let me add this.
Okay.
All of my listeners, if you have children, grandchildren, little nieces, little nephews, when they shut down this country and did not allow our children to go to school, when they opened it back up and said the children could go back, you should never, ever have sent them back. Your children should never have been allowed to go back into the hands of the invaders that do not like you. They came here to harm us, to injure us, to destroy us, and to drive us to extinction. Okay? George Washington acknowledged that. They wanted us extinct. Andrew Jackson, he's one of the best presidents they ever had. And Trump does refer to him a lot because he's the president that got the federal banking system out of here. People are like, oh, he's trying to do us like Jackson did. That's not what he was doing with the Andrew Jackson thing. It wasn't about running us off our stuff, which Andrew Jackson did do. You know, they keep talking about what we get. You know, we were run off of our stuff, and it was gifted for free to the invaders' children, invaders' people and their children. They got free seeds, free tools, free labor, and free training on how to farm and grow and build on our stuff, and we got nothing. Okay?
Yeah, and free
so
land.
When it's all said and done, what they're doing right now, I warned you all, those of you that followed me for a while, I warned you all a long time ago that I don't care what race you are, and I don't care what ethnicity you are, and I don't really care what your status is financially. They're after everybody's children. They are after everybody's children. Check out FetoEmpire.org, another ex-CIA agent, Robert David Steele website, Feto Empire. Those people have been snatching up, and these are the people that President Trump was fighting. I know y'all don't like hearing about this guy, but anybody that is for the children, I am on their team. I'm on their side. The first 1, 2, 3 weeks in office, his first order of business was going after these child molesters and these child traffickers. Oh, well, President Trump is a child. No, he's not. Well, he was arguing with whatever, and I told one sister that she was telling me he was arguing with Epstein about some child they were going to, 12-year-old girl who was going to have sex with her first, who was going to rape her and break her in first. And I tried to tell her that was not President Trump. That was President Clinton. He went off on me. I don't even talk to the sister anymore. I don't hate her or dislike her, but I can't. I can't talk to people who can't even hear what's going on and won't even look. Because I hate this man so much that I can't stand his voice and I can't stand the look of his face. I hate him so much. I don't care what he's done for us. I'm not looking to see. I don't want to hear about him. I don't want to talk about him. But his administration shut down more child trafficking rings. and more adrenochrome, which is the blood of tormented, terrorized, raped, tortured, and sodomized children, the immortality drink that a lot of entertainers drink to stay young and look good. Trump dried that damn shit up like a dried up river. That's why Biden is like, oh, any child that can get over here, 11 and under, unaccompanied, we'll take them in. They're trying to get children, and they are snatching new children, little children from people. You know, even people who are nursing, they're snatching the babies up because Trump dried up their water well of adrenochrome. That's what
y'all
understand.
Now they're trying to...
Go ahead. They're trying to what?
Now they're trying to take it from people that won't get vaccinated. They're trying to go in and take the children.
Because they're
people
child
that refuse
predators.
To be vaccinated.
They're child predators. They rape, torment, sodomize, torture children.
Yeah.
Get them alive. Tap them for their blood because it gets this heightened stuff. They call it adrenochrome. And they drink it. These are the people this man was fighting. And if you are against that, then screw you. Don't listen to me. Hang up now. Don't ever reach out to me. Anybody that is not okay with somebody trying to look out for children, he's even looking out for the unborn. Do you know our people get more children aborted than anybody else in this country, maybe in this world next to China? But they were taking a lot of our unborn children, cutting their that were aborted by their mothers, most of whom are melanin rich. Cutting their scalps off, attaching them to rats, growing hair, taking arms, legs, penises, wombs, taking body parts and organs from these aborted-ass children, some of whom aren't even dead, and doing this stuff to them. And President Trump was trying to stop them. Y'all can listen.
That needs to stop. It still needs to stop. If it's still continuing today, that's something that needs to stop.
You know why it's continuing today? Because of the chief predator in charge.
Yeah.
President Joe Biden is so predatory when it comes to little girls, particularly little so-called white ones and little so-called Asian ones. Not really with ours. He doesn't really mess with ours because he thinks we're less bad. But he is so bad with little girls. And I have footage of that, okay? Don't play with me. This man is always feeling on them, grabbing on them, smelling in their hair, filling on their titties, pinching their nipples on live television in front of the whole damn world, and people act like they don't see it. Are you kidding me? This is a
predator. Yeah, I did look at it.
And Kamala Harris helped get so many child molesters exonerated and get them off. She made sure a lot of melanin people were thrown under the bus in California. Oh, that broad was responsible for defending and making sure that a lot of child molesters never got convicted. Somebody needs to ask.
Oh, shoot. Well, California, she needs to be in jail. She needs to be in jail.
Check this up. It's worse than that. You have lawyers who were fighting for a president that was seated on the throne at the time, paid to do a job to defend the currently seated president of the United States, who were fighting to keep their bar cards, so they want to take their bar cards and disbar them because they defended the president of the United States while he was president. But
well, that's ridiculous.
And people are okay with that because they hate this man.
No.
Why are you not, if that's the case, everybody that ever tried to defend a child rapist, a serial child molester, those lawyers should lose their licenses. Everybody's got things mixed up. People's priorities are wrong. You got a lot of people right now fighting against the critical race theory. They're making so much noise about critical race theory. That's fine. Make noise. But y'all are not making enough noise about sexualizing little children. Across this nation, in several cities, counties, private schools, public schools, charter schools, not every school, county, but across this nation, it is being exposed that without your knowledge, without your permission, and without your consent, in school at kindergarten and first grade, they are using books and videos teaching kindergartners and first graders how to masturbate. They're teaching it in school. They're teaching them how to. They're teaching about getting their dick cut off if they want to. they're teaching them how – they're using video to do this too, okay, cartoon animations and how to properly perform anal sex, how to properly perform fisting, you know, if you punch somebody in the face with your fist, how to properly perform fisting, and how to properly use a butt plug. No kindergartner or first grader should know that, and they are teaching it at school.
Lord, I don't know
without asking you, without telling you, without you knowing about it, and your children may not even know to tell you about it. You may not even be asking. Some parents, this is a parent. You got any homework? No? Okay. So what did you guys learn in school today? Stuff? Okay. Okay, you know, nobody's going, let me see what you learned today. Show me what you learned today. Nobody's asking, so they do not know. And a lot of people that are pushing this agenda are melanin rich, but they're not from here. They look like us, but they're not us, and we're being blamed for it. That is not our culture. Most grown-ups don't know what the hell a butt plug is for.
I don't know what it's for.
One of my homegirls, she's the ex-sheriff deputy, and several people that I tell over the phone, they're like, wait a minute, what? How do they do that without permission? One homie I was talking to, he looked at, my niggas will look stuff up. They don't believe me. They'll look, okay? And those are the kind of people I like. If you're not one that'll look, don't talk to me, okay? I don't want to talk to you if you won't even bother to go see if there's any truth to it. He looked while we were talking. He was like, but check this out. I'm searching it while we're talking. They're saying they have permission because you sent your child to school, and the fact that you sent them, that's the permission. Just sending them there gives them permission. Because he hadn't heard about it. My homegirl, ex-sheriff deputy, she hadn't heard. She's like, what's a butt plug? Yeah, I said, what's that? I'm like, I don't know. But this is what they're teaching the kindergartners and first graders. And you see how you don't know what it is? Why should a 6-year-old know what it is? You don't know what it is. Why should they? Anyway, he looks it up. She hits me back up. She's like, Yaffa, this is something that is very heavy in the gay sodomy community. And it's also something that they were using it for cadavers to keep stuff from leaking out of a cadaver's dead behind. I'm like, well, she's like, why would they be doing that?
Yeah, it's a toy. A toy. That's what they have. A butt plug is a toy.
Yeah, like I see. See, you're the kind of somebody I like. Go look while I'm talking about it, because it might not be there tomorrow because I'm talking about it. You see my point?
Jesus, yes. Oh, my God.
They're making these toys, and they're teaching this to kindergartners and first graders, and their parents don't know. But everybody's screaming about critical race theory. I'm so confused because your priorities are bass-ackwards.
Yeah.
It's bass-ackwards. You're making more noise about them teaching what white people did to melanin-rich children or what melanin-rich people created than you are about them teaching your children perversion. And it's not like most people don't know. Most melanin-rich people don't know because either they don't look at TV at all or they're watching CSN, MSNBC, Fox, and this ridiculous nonsense. When it's all said and done, if you go look into it, that's something to make noise about. It's time for people to go see what's going on. So my child was at school, and they starting to make it so parents can't just show up, can't pop up. Especially you got vaccinated, you got a vaccine card, you got a mask. My child needs to be there. And they can vaccinate your children
without
your consent,
permission.
Yes. Without your knowledge. And if you ask about it, they can lie to you and act like they don't know what you're talking about. They are passing legislation for that right now.
Yes, they did that in D.C. last year.
Pushing it in New York also. They're pushing it across this country. People better wake up. If you look like me, if you are our people and you were the people that have always been here, this stuff is counter to your culture. It's counter to your belief system. You, of all people, even though we have freaks coming at us now, some of them, because they look like us, we're letting freaks in the door. Hey, brother, what's up, my brother? This ain't your brother. Might be a brother.
That's right.
Ain't your damn brother.
Yeah.
You know, I don't even want to say it on air, and maybe I shouldn't, but I'm going to say it on air. I'm going to say it on air because my folks need to know. Some of us have relatives that are doing freaky things to children that shouldn't be done.
Yeah, that is so true.
Some of us are dating people, have boyfriends, girlfriends, new husbands, or whatever the case may be, new wives, or stepmothers and stepfathers, doing freaky things to your children, and you do not know about it. Most people don't tell. A lot of them are scared to tell. A lot of them don't know how to tell. Some of them, by the time they tell you, they're grown, okay?
Yeah.
This fool is either dead and gone by the time it comes out. So when it's all said and done, there is, you know, a few years back, and I mentioned it on somebody's show, there was a gorgeous, and this brother was fine. This brother was so fine. This fool was out, he was caught out in the yard sodomizing this woman, this sister's dog. He had two or three dogs, and he was out there. He was out there having sex with her dogs, man. There's a brother and this is recent. This is recent. There's a brother, and I don't know, he's from here, from Africa, where this nigga's from, but there's a brother that is a veterinarian that was caught sodomizing somebody's dog. There's another brother who, this is recent, was caught sodomizing somebody's horse. Yo, my niggas, this ain't us. This is not who we are. We need to become aware that not everybody is okay. I hate to say it, and take it or leave it. Don't say I didn't tell you. Don't say I didn't warn you, because you're being warned, because before I can believe you didn't know. Because the mainstream media that should be talking about it isn't talking about it.
They don't tell you.
So now you've heard it. They don't, and you should know that. They know about it. Why don't you?
Yeah, that's true.
If they're not telling you the danger your children are in, do not support the platform. Stay the hell away from Facebook, Twitter, all, you know, YouTube. I've uninstalled that on everything. And I only look at YouTube as a general rule when people text me something. And I started asking my people, hey, can y'all try to find this somewhere else on somebody else's platform? BitChute, Brighteon, HugeTube. I mean, find it somewhere else. Rumble, come on. I'm not feeling it. I don't like going to YouTube. I don't want to give them any support because they're the thought police. And I don't think you should be my mama or my dad. You don't get to tell me what I can and can't watch, how I should and shouldn't think, and what my opinion ought to be. It's not your job to be the thought police or parental control for me.
Yeah.
So I'm saying that to all of you. Y'all need to almost, and I might design one myself for my folks, we almost need to create a questionnaire. What is your blood type?
Yeah.
Has any of your parents or grandparents ever told you anything about being American Indian? So-and-so, great so-and-so is an Indian. Do you have any white ancestry? Have you ever been in foster care? Have you ever been in jail or prison? Have you ever been molested? Have you been vaccinated? I mean, we almost need to ask these motherfucking questions, because other than that, we shouldn't be shaking. If you meet somebody, you need to bow to them. Don't shake no hands, because you can wind up attacked by spike proteins. But come on with this questions, because I done messed around. We got 30 minutes left. Y'all just needed to know. That's all I'm saying. If you didn't know, now you do. Believe it or don't. Go see if it's true or don't. Keep sending your children. And Malcolm X told you, our children should not be informed and instructed by the enemy. We shouldn't be adopted. Oh, good white people are adopting our children. These motherfuckers, and I'm not saying there aren't good ones out there, but most of these motherfuckers don't like us enough to adopt our children. You don't like us enough to adopt our babies.
Yeah, I agree with that. I don't like that at all. Well, y'all, we're going to take your calls, but let me say this first. Dr. Yaffa has three places where you can donate money to her. So let me say this. You know, y'all will go out to a nice dinner, or even if you go to McDonald's or whatever else, you go there and you spend money while you're getting better food tonight. You know, because this is food for your brain. This is food for your life. You know, you spend money to be entertained. Well, not only are you being entertained tonight, but you're being educated. You know, you spend money for a book where you just got a book. You know, you got it in written form. You can hear it. You can go back and you can download this show for later. So I'm strongly encouraging you to dedicate some funds to her and to be generous. She has three. One is Zelle, and it's Dr. Yaffa Bey at yaffabey.com. For Dr. Yaffa S.I. Bey Trust. The second one is PayPal at Dr. Yaffa Bey at yaffabey.com. The third one is paypal.me/Dr. Yaffa S.I. Bey Trust/. And the third one is Cash App with $ Dr. Yaffa S.I. Bey Trust. So I'm asking y'all to be generous in your donations and please to her. And I know I said that really fast, but if you go to the show page, you will be able to see those different listings where you're able to make your donations. So I want to thank y'all in advance for doing so. And with that, I will take the first caller.
And please have a question and be succinct as opposed to just going on and on. If you want to contribute, great, but we don't want to just, I mean, if you have a question, ask it. If you have something to contribute, say so. Just don't run up the last 30 minutes with it. Actually, it's 25 minutes now.
Yeah. Okay. Area code 773.
How y'all doing tonight?
Hello,
great,
Derek, Brother Derek.
Hey. No, I just got a quick. Two quick statements. No, it was interesting because I called in a little bit late in the show, but it was interesting what you were saying about Trump because now, if I don't know if you guys listen to a lot of hip hop or rap, but like if you go back and listen to the rap within the past 20 years, especially like in the 2000s, late 90s, whatever, it was a lot of rappers would always talk about Trump in his raps. So if he was that racist, why would all these rappers and stuff be talking about him like that, you know?
Because he was their homie, okay?
Right. Exactly. You
he
know.
He bought that dude for money, and he didn't even make him pay it back, okay? Racist mind.
Wow.
Just saying.
Yeah. Yeah, but now what's interesting, though, it's kind of like doing like when he got in, well, when Biden got into the office, when they had the election, it was like I would ask so many people, well, why are you voting for Biden? Well, some people actually said that Biden was a racist too, but they chose him because it was the lesser two evils, which didn't make any sense. And then
Trump
just like now, but it's just like now. And with that being said, it was so many people focused on what Trump was doing, what Biden was doing, what they weren't doing, whatever, but they weren't looking what's going on in their own state. I'm going to give you an example. I'm in Chicago right now. We're getting our ass kicked with these mask mandates from the mayor, from the county president, and from the governor. And it baffles me because just like about a month or so ago, when they threw out that word variant in the mainstream media here, you should have seen how many people threw their masks back on. And then it's like...
You had a question?
No, I'm just making a statement. I'm sorry. I'm almost
okay,
done.
That's okay. You know, I don't want to go over. I want to stop at the top of the hour.
Right. Because I'm almost done. But and it's just sad because it's like when they instituted the mask mandates here for like all the indoor facilities, people here did the opposite. They start wearing them outside. So, and it's like you're so worried about people. So worried with what the president is doing, not doing. You're not focused on what your mayor, your governor, and your county president is doing. So that's all I have to say. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for the contribution. President Trump never would have made any mandated that anybody take a shot or wear a mask. His thing is that's government overreach. The government doesn't have the right to tell you that kind of stuff. Take a shot if you want to take one. Don't if you don't want. Wear a mask if you want to wear one. Don't if you don't want. That's why you didn't see him wearing one. Twice they were able to convince him to wear one, and you could tell he hated it the whole time. So I'm just saying. Let's get the next question or caller.
Okay. We got to make this brief because we're getting a lot of people with their hands up. Okay, area code 336. Sister Paris.
Take a shot to go from state to state on the interstate. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's terrible. Sister Paris.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Sister Antoinette. Sister, thank you so much for this time that you're sharing this knowledge. Something happened to me. I was 27 and my daughter was 10, and social services snatched her up. And if it had not been for my granddad and being a Mason and my dad, she would be in the trafficking situation now. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you're correct. You're on the money. I'm in Arizona, here in Tucson, but in Sierra Vista, you can look it up, people. Fort Huachuca in Sierra Vista, Arizona, and the social services, all of that is all connected with the child trafficking, and you should not let your children go back to school. Whoever listens to this later, if you have grandchildren, see how you can be an active part in their life. That's what I wanted to say. I won't go on and on because it's a lot here. Thank us, sister. Thank you for information. Thank us. That's all I got to say for right now. I'm listening. Thank us.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Erica 706.
Good evening, Sister Antoinette.
Good evening, Brother Crommie.
How are you? I sent you a few items, and you can go over them later.
Okay.
Yasmin, is that how you say our name?
Yaffa, Dr. Yaffa.
Who's me?
Yaffa, okay.
F like Frank, A, Yaffa.
Okay, Yaffa. And you've given us a very in-depth what we're dealing with as this country is going into its cesspool. What is your solution? You're giving us all of the things that are wrong. What do you give?
The solution is that you are power. Hold on. Your question is, here's the answer. The solution is this. You are power. Okay? You don't have power. You are it. If you can manage to focus, and it's very difficult at this time, and I said something about this earlier, it's very difficult at this time to focus and be calm in your being because you have the spiritual capacity to speak into and out of existence things that you do or don't like. But you have to get a moment to get calm to focus. They're making sure that we cannot focus by perpetually putting us in the media as the poster child, by perpetually we're drawing up petitions because these niggas are trying to take back their identity and we want them in Africa, whatever the nonsense is. You have to focus, and most of my listeners already know what to do. You have to go into yourself because you have a red phone inside the center of your skull that is a direct link to the Most High. You don't have to go through somebody else. Everybody's like, we got to go through Jesus. You are directly connected to the Most High Creator of all. You can put in specific requests, but you have to know the wording. You have to make sure you do not word things wrong. And I have video footage out there on how to not word things. You don't want to say, I don't want these white people here, or whatever that is. It's like, I want anybody against my people gone. Okay? You don't talk about what you don't want. You talk about what you do want. You focus that as a thought. Thought forms are things that become heavy enough to manifest themselves into things that are physically seen and that actually occur in reality. The melanin-rich people of America in particular have more spiritual power than just about everybody else, okay? And I mean everybody else. I'm talking about melanin-rich people in any other country. Melanin-rich people of America, they just make sure that we're always so thoroughly distracted and so off-step with the constant police executions and the media attacks and everybody else's attacks and whatever going on, whatever the case may be, that we do not take time to get a quiet, centered moment to focus our power into a very specific ball of power and send it out into the omniverse. We have that power, and we can do it, and many of us are doing it. That's why things have been at bay for so long. How do you think that our people have been under attack as much as we have, and we're still okay? Thank you for your call, and thank you for your question. That's the answer. You are the solution. Everybody else is the problem because they keep making you the problem when you are the solution to the problem. They just need to back off and let us be the solution. They need to stop messing with us so we can do what we do. Because guns are great, knives are great, machetes are great. Spiritual connection and spiritual wielding of power is better because everything is spiraling spiritually in the air that is spiraling and spinning all around you molecularly. And we, above all, have the capacity because we draw in so much through the melanin richness, we expel out so much. You can send it out as thoughts, words, both, but it's all a type of ritual, a focus. Focus. That's why I said don't get into these things with these people. Ignore these fools. Don't go to their platform. Don't watch their stuff and let them upset you. Turn CNN and them off. Turn that shit off. Thank you for the call. The next question.
Thank you. Okay. Okay. Area code 843. Area code 843.
Greetings. Can I be heard?
Yes, you can.
Greetings. Yes, you can be heard. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Dr. Effa Bay? Great to hear your voice again.
Thank you. I'll be doing an interview this Saturday coming up, too. I forget where it is, though. But go ahead. It'll be a YouTube stream.
Okay.
Okay, great.
Awesome.
Whoever
I like
told you about this one,
to in reference to the Constitution, how important the Constitution is, number one, the organic, the original. I believe, was it written in the Carolinas? Is my first question. And number two,
I don't know. Can't speak to that one. Next question.
Okay. George Washington. No, well, that might be an ignorant question. Some people have been coming to the fact to say that he was taking teeth from Aboriginal people to make his fake-ass teeth. Don't hate me.
I don't know.
I know it's a strange question.
I don't know. I've never heard that, so I cannot speak to that. But the significance of the Constitution, it's important in regards to the Republic. It's not important in regards to the corporation that people call the United States government. The United States of America, it is important. It's especially important to melanin-rich people because the melanin-rich people of America helped them set up the United States and their Constitution. But when it's all said and done, it's more important. Yes, it's good to know it, particularly in relation to the treaties, but they have a tendency to dishonor a lot of stuff. It's more important to wield the power. It's good to know that stuff, and it's good to use legal stuff and whatever you can use, but your spiritual power and your spiritual belief is where you're going to find most of your answers. Believing that you are connected to Creator, that you have a direct link to Creator, that it's like, I got to go to church to pray. No, you are the Most High cell or so-called temple, and you can connect wherever you stand at any moment in time. You know, that's more important than the Constitution. But it is important in reference to the Republic, which President Trump was trying to reactivate. Do you have another question? If not, we'll go to the next caller because it's almost time to wrap
up.
Yeah,
one more question. Trump is still moving around in prominence. And some say that the corporation of the United States, he so-called relinquished it, and that's another reason why he's so prominent. Biden and the corporation of the United States is basically even more fictitious now than before. Is this going to eventually come out, that you feel?
It already is out. A lot of people don't know, and they won't look, and they don't want to know. It's already extinguished or defunct because they could not go into another extended bankruptcy. They had rolled over enough bankruptcies, they couldn't do it anymore. He made sure that was shut down before he went. That's why the things were, what you call, gated in. The Capitol was dark. The Washington Monument was dark. All of that was off because they were doing things. He's still doing things. He is still trying to be the president, but he has to do what he can from behind the scenes because of the hostility that the mainstream media has stirred and activated in people toward him that he didn't deserve. Just like the mainstream media has stirred and activated a lot of hostility toward us that we don't deserve. I'm just saying. So, yeah.
Yes, indeed. I appreciate you. Thank you.
They're still going after these people. You're welcome. A lot of high-powered predators in power. Next question, next caller.
Okay, if anybody has a question or a comment,
you
only have a couple of minutes. So if you press 1, I'll be happy to open up your line and you can, you know, ask a brief question. If not, then, you know, we're going to let Dr. Yaffa go.
Well, let me just close it up.
Oh, okay. Huh? We have one more.
Hey, Doc, wait, let me ask one more question if I still can be heard.
Okay, go ahead.
Our
indigenous,
all right. Our energy to this land is more important than that so-called Moorish information? Or do you want to touch that? If you don't want to touch that, that's fine.
The so-called Moors have a lot of good information, particularly in reference to law. And they were friends of the indigenous Americans, but they weren't the indigenous Americans. The indigenous Americans, which are us, not the people that walked across the Bering Straits, because they can walk their asses back. Okay, if you walked here from there, you're not home either. Go home if you got a problem with us. When you walked across, we were here. But when it's all said and done, we're more in as much as we're melanin-rich. Melanin-rich people were everywhere. But based on my research, people that are classified as so-called Moors from overseas came over here attempting to enslave the people here. But they have great information, good data, and they were friends or came across as friends initially of the landowners, claimed to be black from Africa now. Everybody else, that's another thing for you people out there that are saying we're stealing your identity. What part of tribal nations do you miss? What part of First Nations do you miss? What makes you think you were the only, the it, and the all? Nations is plural. Even in the 1828 dictionary, it's plural. So miss me with it for definition of African. American. The copper-colored races, more than one, found here by the Europeans. Multiple people. Not any one group can just lay sole claim. Well, go ahead. Hopefully that tried to answer. I don't know if
yes.
I answered your question. If I just
and,
got
and they also and they also brought the Ashkenazis over here, didn't they, the Moors, with Christopher Columbus on their ship because George Washington gave them sovereignty here.
Yep. Yeah, but in somebody else's stuff, though. And we're still being subjugated by all of that. And we are trying to wake up and come out of it, and people have the audacity to be trying to stand against us and do petitions. Ignore them. Because you know why? They can do what they want to do. It is known at the very, very top of this bullcrap pyramid party people are, even if it's not known at the bottom. I'm just kidding.
Yes. Well, thank you, caller. We have to move on. Area code 510. I can only give you like a minute or so because we have other callers behind you, and we have to make this really quick. Area code 510.
Okay. Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you loud and clear.
Okay. All right. Fantastic. Well, Dr. Yaffa, thank you for taking out the time to do this today. I definitely appreciate your energy. Absolutely. I wanted to know if, given the fact that a lot of what you talked about was politically in the political arena, what remedy would you suggest for those who have children in that system? You know, would you, you know, say, tell them to consider homeschooling, or is there some kind of remedy that they could, they would have inside the school system while allowing for their
There is no remedy inside the school system. There is no remedy inside the school system. The remedy was to pull your children out. And basically, they booted your children out. You took it upon yourself to put them back in. When they once they booted them out, said schools are closed. When they opened them back up, you should not have sent them back.
Okay.
Your remedy
so
is to
like
keep them home. Because you had a whole year to figure out how to deal with them. Huh?
Go ahead. I'm listening.
Say again? No, I just said
I
you had a whole year to figure out how to deal with them.
So maybe even some community-connected homeschooling programs. We could maybe try to figure out something collectively together. Because I know, you know, when you're a single parent or if you, you know, you're trying to figure out how to continue making money or whatever, sometimes that remedy of just having your children at home may be difficult for some people.
Well, those people that it's difficult for, that's why you have parents that you trust because you know they didn't molest you, so they're not going to molest yours because they got some new boyfriend that you don't know about. People that you know you can trust that are not predators. And it's difficult to know because even in the bloodlines, a lot of our people have been touched and as a result have become touchers. So if you can do something communal where you know people and you can trust them or there are multiple adults that are trustworthy that can keep eyes open, great. Or if you can work from home, that's better. Or start your own business, that's better. For people that like YouTube, launch a channel. Do your own thing if at all possible. But whatever you've done for the year that the schools were closed, that's probably what you should be doing now. I'm just saying. Figure it out.
Thank you.
And thank you for the call. You're welcome. Next.
Thank you. Okay, area code 617, you really got to make it quick because we're really coming down to the final little minutes.
Oh.
Area code 617.
Okay,
hello.
Hi. Hello. Yeah,
hi.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Dr. Yaffa Bey. My quick question is, what do you think is going to happen to the people who decide not to get the jab in the long run?
What's going to happen to the people that don't get the jab in the long run is they better watch out for the people that did get the jab in the short run. There's a nurse, registered nurse, that came out very recently, and it was taken down off of YouTube, and then she put it back up somewhere else. And I believe it's on RobertDavidSteele.com's website. She made it very clear that there's something they're putting in the testing, because a lot of people are like, oh, no, I didn't take the shot, but I'm taking the test every day. Well, that's just a test.
Yeah.
You're still in trouble. The test contains ethylene oxide, which is very, very damaging and detrimental to the body and to your health. And they're shoving it up your nose. An inhalation of it can cause cancer, and it can cause your body to mutate. And they're shoving that crap up your nose every day. They call it – she's a registered nurse, and she looked at the test swabs. They're made in China. Okay, this damn COVID is supposed to come from China. Now you're using a test swab from China. You trust this, right? This stuff is made in China, and it's coated with ethylene oxide, which is called EO. It's a carcinogenic, it's mutagenic, and inhaling it, which they're shoving it up your nose, inhaling it increases cancer, and that's in accordance with the EPA as well as the Department of Health and Human Services and the Canadian Center for Occupational Health and Safety. It causes genetic changes, defects, reduced fertility, and other things like that. So getting tested and getting shot, those of us that don't take the thing, we got to watch out for those that are going along with the get-along and stay the hell away from them to the best of our ability, because they are a threat to us. Thank you for your call.
Oh, thank you. Thank
You're
you.
Welcome.
Okay, area code 480. Area code 480.
Hey, Mom, you did a good job. I just wanted to tell you I love you. And,
thank you,
keep
son.
Doing
I
what
love
doing.
You too. I appreciate that.
Right.
On that note, right, sis, thank you, Precious. Harambe, that's my son, Q, of Southern Cali.
Harambe,
Q. Harambe.
Unless we, that means let's work together, let's come together. Unless we have one more caller, I'm going to wrap it up. I'm going to say this.
No, we don't have any more callers. So I just want to encourage y'all again to, you know, make sure that you donate, you know, you be generous in your donation to Dr. Yafabay, and we thank her for her time.
And you're welcome. Thank you for having me. Let me say this on the way out the door.
Okay.
I'm going to be doing a live YouTube stream this Saturday coming up. Those individuals that invited you to this stream will have information for that stream, because I'm going to blast that one out when they finally send it to me, and then they can share it with you. I don't know what channel it is. I don't know this guy. I'm not familiar with them, but I'll blast that out. Those of you
I will make sure that it's known.
I shall. Those of you that have all of my documents, Edna and I are going to get together, and we're going to do 4 calls maybe in a row. I'm going to probably start either this Sunday coming up 1 week from tomorrow or the Sunday after that, so I can get you guys clear on what I have put in your hand. Okay, so be ready for that too.
Great.
And thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Oh, thank you for coming.
Yeah. All right.
And give the
did
little one
questions?
My love.
Did
Tell
you,
her thank you for allowing me the time with you.
I shall. For those of you that had a question and didn't get a chance to get in, maybe you can get it in on the next call. Or you can hit me up through email at my website, or you can telephone 213-928-6155, 213-928-6155. If you do not leave a message, I will block you. So if you want me to get back to you, leave a message, and I'll talk to you when I talk to you. Thank you for having me. Enjoy yourselves. Be safe. Watch your whole 360. We are under attack, but we are the power.
Yes, we are.
Harambe.
Also, Dr. Yapa also has a website, yapabay.com. That's yassabey.com. So, again, that's yapabay.com, yassabey.com.
And that's
even though she's pushing away from YouTube, she is on YouTube. So check her out. And, again, be generous with your donations to her. And I truly
love
thank
y'all.
I thank you, Yapa. I thank you, Dr. Yapa,
love
for being
sister.
With us.
You're very welcome. I hope I was able to help someone.
Oh, I'm
Talk
sure
you, later.
You were. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye. Okay, y'all. Let's see. Brother Kwame, you still with me? Brother
Kwame? Yes, I am. I'm here.
Okay. Well, we're still here. Well, it's not time for me to announce overtime or anything. I don't know what anybody wants to do, but did you have anything that you wanted to add?
No.
in the part that she, I was asking about solutions. She gave us all the problems. The thing is that we need to know if we're doing spiritual warfare or using spiritual tools. These are the things in which we begin to tell people that, you know, earthing, going out in nature, diet, you know, watching how you live in a food apartheid, what is food sovereignty. You know, these
she discusses those things. She, you know, if you check out her YouTube, she does discuss those different things.
I'm just looking at a she's got a YouTube on here. It's 5 hours. I'm going like, man, 5 hours on the YouTube.
Well, you know what? A lot of those things she had did a what would you call it? Like a conference? You know, she did it somewhere else, and they put it on YouTube.
Right. And, I mean, she's given us all the things and looking at. And, yes, we are the indigenous people of this land. And we're talking about Oregon. You know, all of those federations and nations that are still there on tribal lands, that's the part in looking at, you know, what that governor, whoever that was, she was talking about, that European. They're invaders. And what we're looking at is all of this is invasion. And so what are the solutions of spiritual combat that we have to do? No, we don't have the weaponry, but we do have the spiritual belief system as a people. What is going to free us? What are we to other indigenous people of this land? What are we to each other? This is what we got to start asking the right question. We know all of the problems and all the things and all the people who are sitting up there. Even, you know, both parties, because even when she talked about the Republican Party, they just dropped the Whig Party in 1854 and made themselves another part, and they got into the slave trade with the Democrats because they made a deal with them at the end of the war. So, you know, the lesser of two evils is something that we overstand, is that, and Derek was saying, the lesser, I think that was Derek that was saying about the lesser of two evils. The part of it is, it's both are evil, then what is the solution of God's divine intelligence? Because we dealing with artificial, what is the divine intelligence that we need to start focusing on? What are the sun cycles? What are the things that are going on with the alignments and the spiritual rituals that you can do? We use the word spiritual, but what are the rituals that go along to connect the spiritual, to do the spiritual warfare that we're in?
Forgive me, please go ahead. I was just going to say that Brother Ray with the drumming, you know, where
right.
we drum
Brother, Brother Ray
3 o'clock
with the
on Sundays.
You know, the earthing and me doing sweat lodge, me doing going places where you have rituals and the places where you go and being able to connect to the land, connect to the energy. We just had the Lionsgate. That would have been a great time to start doing spiritual work. There are different alignments that come up in the heavens. You know, Tutmos and I was talking today, and we was looking at, you know, the hurricane is getting ready to hit New York. And understanding that, you know, this whole sun cycle and how they're using the sun cycle with the 5G that they've amplified up, and they're using those tools for the bio warfare by using part of nature and part of their technology to do the attack on the humans.
Yeah.
We got to have solutions. We know we get the bombardment of all the things that they're attacking with. How do we counter it? How do we balance? What are the tools that we wear and protect ourselves when we're out in the environment of attack? And what are the things you can wear? What are the things you can do to protect yourself and your home? Are you ready for survival training? Do you know how to survive if everything shuts down? These things that we have to start discussing. We know all of that, you know.
Yes.
Of what this person did or who he was or who they were. They're both, you know, they're both looking at keeping themselves in white body supremacy. That's their whole focus in staying in white body supremacy and all the other people of color, because like I shared with you earlier in the week, and I was saying that when the sun come up, everybody look to the ground. It's a black person on the ground. That's your shadow.
Yes. Yep. Yes, you're.
Ain't nobody going to get away from it. I don't care what color
nope,
you are.
No, can't get away from that.
No.
Not unless you're a vampire.
Yeah. So, and then that means you don't have a soul. So
right.
These are the, I mean, she's got a wealth of knowledge of what is going on what has
yeah.
been happening, you know. And the other part is that, okay, we're aligning with this because if we're indigenous people, I wouldn't honor Andrew Jackson because he was the most hideous person for. He was the Hitler of America with indigenous people. So
yeah.
I couldn't see saying that he, you know, Trump is honoring him, and I'm going, that's kind of odd. But anyway,
yeah.
We got to know our truth.
Yes. Well, you know, there was something that really struck me. I mean, because, you know, Flint was always dear to me, you know, once I found
right.
out about it. So when she had told me about, you know, the water situation in Michigan, you know, from
yeah,
that flood.
The reactors.
Yes.
I sent it to you. The reactors, that was in 2020, that the reactors were overloading and they had to flood it, you know, in order to cool it down. So, yeah, that's going to affect the water. But you got pipelines that are being put in place, you know, just we just did the in South Dakota. Those pipelines are leaking into the water systems. You know, the Grand Canyon, I mean, the Colorado River is backed up because they're not getting enough water because they're using it up, blocking up the water. So we're looking at, but that's the tool that they use. Whoever controls your resources control your world. And this
yeah.
is what they've taken over. They're taking over the resources. They've got the land. They're now looking at the waters. They're looking at your food supply and how your food is distributed, who gets to eat what that is not to fill you up but to live.
Yeah.
What is it, your diet or your nutrition? Which one do you want? You want to die or do you want to nurture, put some nature into your body?
Yes, and that's, we have someone that wants to join us. I'm going to bring them in. Area code 347. Area code 347. If you have yourself on mute, take yourself off mute.
Yes, I did. How you doing?
Hello, I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I'm okay. This is Thomas. Listen, man, you know what kills me? You know,
no, it doesn't kill you.
This.
It irritates you. It doesn't kill you.
No, it kills me. It kills me. It does worse than irritate. Because I've been in this conscious thing for at least 20 years now. And it seems like all the old Moors done became aboriginals all of a sudden, man. They done forgot about the 20 years of pushing all that Moorish propaganda, pushing this and this day and that hell and all this stuff. And now all of a sudden that stuff has all been debunked. Oh, man, they just jumping over, you know what I'm saying? Like, they didn't push that stuff for years, man, 20 years pushing the same stuff. You know what I'm saying? But, oh, man, it's starting to come down out here, so the hurricane.
Oh, you're in New York,
started.
So you're getting ready for that
yeah.
storm, aren't you?
Yeah, I was sharing with her.
Yeah, I watched that, Brother Kwame. Oh.
Yeah, it's getting ready to tear up Hymetown. That's what they used to call New York, Hymetown.
Oh, you be careful. Are you close to, the ocean?
Oh, yeah, I'm in the middle of the ocean. I'm on
the
island. I'm in the middle of the ocean. I'm in, in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. But the, Harlem is uptown. It's going to, Harlem is up high. The low part will be on, right over here by the water where our train station is. That's going to get flooded. Because that's the little Harlem River that separates the Bronx from Harlem. But other than that, well, as far as anything from the ocean side, we way up on a hill, man. They can't get up here. award. You know,
you up there on Sugar Hill, huh, Tut?
No, nah, I'm not that far up, but that's up the block from me. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not, you know, Harlem is above ground. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Lower Manhattan is more below sea level. So they're going to get flooded. But trust me, if they could afford to live down there, they all right.
Oh my! I wouldn't say they're all right.
They probably at Martha's Vineyard for the weekend or something, man. They ain't worried about it.
Well, Martha's Vineyard, they on the water too, aren't they? Close enough to the water? Look, I'm in Delaware, and I'm still concerned about is this going to affect us down here?
If they could afford to live there, they probably in Dubai for a couple weeks. You understand what I'm saying? They got money, you know.
Hey, Tut, they should have a boat in the water outside that mansion, right?
Yeah, right, yeah.
Oh, my.
But, you know, it's today's date, and I'm standing here outside looking up at it. It's got a big halo around it. It's a full moon. And that's why yeah, it's a full moon. And so what is happening is they're drawn with that energy, pulling that storm to where they're directing it over the water.
Somebody has some background noise.
That's me, probably. Let me mute myself. I'm sorry. You know, I'm walking around looking for something.
That's okay, but thank you. I'm sorry, Brother Kwame.
This is a time of a full moon. So what we did with the new moon is that we seed it. Now everything has been brought to light. This is why the sister came on the program today, in order to bring to light what we need to see, even if it's some of it is old rehashed stuff. The thing is, we still haven't dealt with it. So it's brought to light now. It's going to be waning after this. And so this is the time of saying, okay,
wash it away.
What are the solutions to get rid of it? What are the things we need to get rid of this conversation and change? And that's where we have to begin to look. We know what we living in, what's going on. What are we doing to make sure that our next seven generations won't have to live this way?
Yeah.
I think that's another reason why she emphasized with taking our children out of these schools, because then we could sit them at the feet of the grandparents, hopefully, if they are wise and they're still around, you know, because
no, not at the feet of the grandparents.
Okay, well, I apologize for that, Antoinette.
Don't volunteer me.
No, but I'm just saying, all the information that you have, Antoinette, you know, see, the beautiful thing about being a grandparent, because I am one also, you can feed them the information you want to feed them. You could tell them what's best for them to eat and things like that, and then you can send their butts home. You know what I'm saying?
Most definitely. They'll stay. They'll want to stay. Like, no.
Yeah, right. But no. But you are the lawgiver. No, you say no. You can come back tomorrow, but you got to go home now.
And that's the good part. But what it's like with my grandson. I send my grandson cars. Dr. Carr and Karen Hunter show on the lessons about our story. And he's got on narrative and he's learning. And I'm telling them, you know, here are the tools. These are the books. These are the things. You got to teach them how to be able to ensure that they have enough wealth inside of them to know themselves, to be able that they will survive. It's not about the money, it's about the pride and value. The value, how do they value themselves? And the other thing that we're looking at right now with our youth is this addiction to these phones. How do we get rid of this? How do we counter this addiction? Because this addiction is taking over this generation. This generation is coming up. And the part of even the tools and using, okay, we're going to homeschool. But then the thing about, do we homeschool like we had doing, putting all these children in front of these iPads and all of this, or do we homeschool like Silicon Valley does? Silicon Valley is where they write the programs, the algorithms and all of that, but they do not put their children in front of technical teaching tools.
Books, there you go.
Paper, people. That's the
answer.
And that's what we have to do. We have to stop following what they say and start looking at how did we do in colored schools and raise all of these multi-geniuses that created, like she was speaking, the refrigerator. That person didn't go to Harvard or Yale or one of them. He went to a colored school, if he went that far.
Yeah.
So we
have a fax machine / copier printer, or there's one at the library. So that child could do that work on paper with the pencil. Then you take that after you make sure it's right, of course, and you take it to that device contraption, and you fax it in to the powers that be. But another beautiful thing about that is you can give them Ivan Van Sertima's books. You can give them
What I was going with, what we did, 1986, 1987, they had the Infusion Conference here in Atlanta. We brought in all of the great scholars, Charles C. McIntyre, Dr. Clark, Ivan Van Sertima, all of the great scholarship that we brought in. They created a curriculum from K to 12th grade. I still have the copies and the books from it, from the conference, that we can teach our children from K to 12, and majority of what we're teaching is about us. See, the thing that we got to look at something, and it's very simple, and I don't know why we haven't looked at it, and I heard it say about critical race theory. The thing that you get a European boy, Sally and Dick, as they used to put in the book, Sally and Dick, can go to school and get a 4.0 and don't know a darn thing about a black person.
Yeah,
we cannot go and get a 4.0 anything without knowing what they say that we have to know about them. When do we stop this?
The old adage, education begins at home. Education begins at home. I yield.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, let me add in. That's one point, but black people have a technology phobia. The technology is the way that we free ourselves from this. Because essentially, you could teach a kid, they could be sitting in their living room, and you could be at another location actually teaching them, which eliminates having to follow the school curriculum altogether. You know what I'm saying? It's actually a freedom mechanism. The way they teach white kids, they teach them to use reasoning to figure out answers. And they teach us to use multiple choice to figure out answers. So the choices are always there. Our test was always in true and false, or you got to hit A, B, C, or D. You know what I'm saying? It's never... it was never like when you go to a white school... They ask you a question and they leave the line. You got to answer the question.
Yeah.
It's never a choice.
Yep.
Yeah, but that's how you're using reasoning to figure out questions. By them giving us the multiple choice, it keeps us picking the lesser of two evils, because that's really what multiple choice is. Which one fits
right.
best? You know what I'm saying? So it's a detriment to us the way they teach us. When they teach us through the multiple choice way, it keeps us perpetually looking for them for the answers. And they do that really in all public schools. When you go to private school, when I went to Catholic school, we had to answer the damn question. It was never a multiple choice. It was never a true or false. You know what I'm saying?
To answer the question. You had to answer it. You had to fill it out. You had why and everything else. You know, that old thing. I guess it's, I don't know if it still comes into place, but... Who, what, where, why? You had to know it. And it wasn't multiple choice. You had to know it.
With Hollywood
put in the
technology
answer. Write it.
And the cheaper mixed reality technology, you can actually teach kids interactively. They'll be sitting on their couch with the glasses on, looking at you at a chalkboard, teaching them exactly what they need to know, bringing them to different places around the world because they have different simulations. See, and they can't control that. Because once you put a school and the kids in a building, That's the state's curriculum. You know, you got to follow their curriculum, or you have to have the money to fund that school totally private, which we don't have. But if we just do homeschooling, have the smart teachers be the teachers, you just tap in. You could have 100 kids in that one classroom looking at that person teaching them in a totally interactive way, and they'll be totally grabbed into the whole thing. It, to me, it's the answer, you know what I'm saying, to our problem, is to use this technology that they're about to use against us and use it against them.
And
I had a question I wanted to pose to the family. Is what do y'all think about on this Brother Polite situation?
It's just a repeat, because if you just go back, who was Polite with? He was part of York's family. And where did he learn this behavior from? And this is the end result of that type of educating a man through the things that he was put through as a boy, now has the end result in seeing what is repeating itself.
Yeah. I had listened to an interview that he did last year where he was talking about Mary being 12 or 13 years old or something like that when she was pregnant with Jesus. And he was questioning, well, who was the pedophile then? And, you know, so if it was all right for Jesus to be born, her mother being a teenager and, you know, saying that, you know, God, you know, having sex with this child, then what is wrong with pedophilia? Then, you know, it's not, I hope y'all are getting the gist of it. But, you know, so
right.
Basically he was saying that it was okay. And the brother that was interviewing him, you know, told him, said, well, you know, there was no sex. You know, it was implanted in her. But, you know, he, Polite was trying to justify pedophilia, saying it was
right.
Okay.
And this is something to look at something. If you check history and culture, that was a taboo. That if you were, you were dead. You did. They didn't have no argument talking about you lost your life, because you destroy your life when you mess with that child.
Right.
Your life is not to be lived any further. That was part of the culture, that if you did that, and
mm-hmm.
So what we're looking at is that we have lost a lot of that. We're emulating someone else's culture. And what we have to do is we have to begin to, number one, rediscover who we are. And then the second part of it is that we got to, who are we to each other? Because, you know, am I my brother's keeper? Yeah. And the children are our wealth. And
yes.
How we give them children the guidance, give them the tools to bring out what they come on the planet to do. You give a child the tools, and they will build what it is that's in them to build. But if you forcing things into them that they're not happy or they're not connected to, then you have a retaliation. And these phones, what we're doing is programming. We are programming children. I've seen, you know, they have these little walkers, and they have a slot that you could put an iPad on for the child while that you're not doing. They just condense the television down. In a walker,
oh, Lord.
They have it. They even have them to where you can put them over their crib.
Oh, no. Thank God my daughter didn't know that, because I could see her doing that with my grandchildren. Lord,
yeah, but these are the things that we have to stop, because that's why I went to Silicon Valley. They do not let their children maybe an hour, if possible, to watch something on computer. They do not, because they know the damage that it does.
Well, they say Bill Gates and the other one, that they don't allow their children those devices.
No, because they know the damage that it does to the brain. Because a child, until it reaches adolescence, hears a frequency that we lose when we become adolescents. And they are easily programmed, because that's their receptivity time. their brain is receiving and programming all the information even while they're sleeping and laying in the crib. That's why they know your voice. They know the sounds around them. They have an identity, but they're recording everything that comes in those two ears.
Oh, my goodness.
All it,
you know,
just, all
I was
it takes
thinking
is
today.
Just like.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, brother.
No, go ahead, sis. What were you going to say, please?
No. Only thing I was going to say is I was thinking today, times are so different now. Yeah, going outside to play is not like how it was when I went outside to play. You know, and I was thinking, like, well, what do children really do when they go outside and play?
Bring
you know,
out
because you don't have the land. You don't have the land that you used to have to run through and play in. You know, I mean, for me, I'm keeping in mind I'm a country girl. You know, so, you know, you don't have the land. You don't really have that freedom because, you know, as a parent, you have to worry about somebody trying to snatch your children up. So what do children really have to do now?
Well, you know, the children today, they don't go outside and play.
I know. That's why, you know, I'm saying you try to push them out, but what do they do?
You have to go out there with them. That's the beauty of it.
even if you go out with them, man, after 5 minutes, they want to go back home. You know what I'm saying? It's just not, it's not that. And then, you know, the area is not the greatest, so it's like I don't really mind them not being out there. You know what I'm saying? But the whole thing is, when I would die if my mother took away going outside, that was always my punishment. Like,
yeah, that
take
was the worst
anything.
Thing in the world.
I can't
yeah,
go
see, that's
outside.
What my children, the worst thing in the world I could do was to keep them in the house. They thought that I was the worst person in the world. And that was their punishment.
So,
you couldn't go outside.
But now when I see the teenagers outside, they're all on their phone talking to each other. Like, they're not even engaging really with each other, you know, or they have their music playing and they're all doing the same dance. Like, they've been programmed to do the same thing. And filming each other. I'm looking at so many of these young girls out here. It's like something makes them just stop and twerk. You know, anytime a camera comes out, it's like, you know, they got to stop and twerk. It's like, oh, my God.
Doing them nasty dances.
Can I share something with you, with the family?
Yes,
okay.
Go ahead, Brother Tommy.
What I did, Black Star School there in Atlanta. It's an independent black school. And my partners there that teach the children at the school said, Brother Kwame, we want to bring the kids out to camp out there on the land where you live at and with the horses for the weekend. Cool.
Excuse me, someone with the background noise, could you please mute your line?
And anyway, they brought the boys out. What the boys, I think it was seven of them, from the ages of 10 to 14. Those young men came out the first night. We made a campfire. We cooked the food. We pitched the tents, and we did all of that. We got them out there, and they slept out in the tents for the night. Got up in the morning. We fixed breakfast on the campfire. Then we took them down to the corral, and we saddled up some horses and had them so they could ride around the round pen. You know that those young men were getting on those horses and riding, and I remember one young boy just told me, he says, Baba Kwame, this is more fun than playing Esbark because I'm really riding on the horse, not playing with a stick. And so that showed that when you bring them into an environment that is constructive in the nature, they will adapt because the first night, and then I let them in the cabin, and they was playing in there on my set. And the next thing you know, I said, wait a minute, y'all going to have to, this is not going to go. Y'all in here arguing and doing this. And I got them up in the middle of the darkness of the night, and we walked all the way out to where I knew what this big log was, and I made them all sit there. And I said, now listen. I said, what do you hear? He said, it's too quiet out here. I said, that's why I like it. mm-hmm. because y'all bringing some noise down here, and I don't want to hear all that noise that y'all bringing in here. So we turned around, and I said, now, what? We all came down here. Which way do you get back to the tents and the cabin? Because we were deep in the woods. And the youngest one say, Baba Kwame, I remember. And I gave him the light. The young boy took us back to where we were camping at.
Yep.
Everybody was so in fear, looking all around, thinking something's going to run out of the trees and get them. And they didn't pay attention. But it was that time and being able to make show them how to adapt. We're bringing kids from Chicago down to Navajo, Illinois, at Eagle's Nest, and that's where we have a gathering for the weekend. The kids coming from Chicago doing the same thing to where we're going to be discussing. And my main topic that I'm going to talk about is them phones, because I'm going to collect them as soon as they get there.
They're going to be mad at you, Brother Kwame.
I don't care.
Look, I know, but you know that, look, taking them phones away now is a, oh, boy.
Right. I mean, they've had incidents, I think it was in Florida, they had it, it wasn't the phone, but it was the Xbox, I think. And this kid killed his parent, killed his mother.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, Lord,
I mean,
that's
how... And they've just did a study, and I think I still have it. I think I sent it to Tutmos, that study that they did with the phones and the youth and how this generation, what they call alpha generation now, these young children that are in middle school and that, how they have become so addicted, especially when we had the lock, because that's all they had to, and that's what they've done. That's their world. When you're saying going outside, they don't go – outside of the house, they go outside of themselves into the phone.
Yep,
that's
that
what
is
they,
so,
that's what
so
they consider,
true.
That's how they go outside. They go outside of themselves into the techno world.
Yep. And it's hard to get them out of the technical world. It is hard.
Well,
my granddaughter comes to see me, and she'll come in, and she'll kiss me, and she'll say hi to me, and then she sits right down, and there she is with her phone.
Well,
you know, where she's watching the movie or playing
the
game.
That's why we got to be the first thing they see when they get in the techno world, you know what I'm saying? We could write an algorithm that's right there, you know, but they're not going to give up the technology. That's not going to happen.
No.
But we got to look at what I used to do with my children, and they were being introduced to it at the time. They came up in the late 80s and first part of the 90s. They're now 30 and 33. But what I would do with them, whatever amount of time you want to watch TV, whatever amount of time you want to get on the computer, you have to read a book the same amount of time. That was That was the deal we made. Okay, I'm going to let you watch this, but I'm going to time you for whatever program you want to watch. If it's an hour, you want to watch 2 hours, that means you're going to give me 2 hours in a book and you're going to tell me about what you read.
Yeah, and it seems that, now my oldest granddaughter, the one who, now when she comes, she's on that stuff, but she loves to read, so, you know, she's always asking for books and things like that. So, so with that, you know, she's pretty good with that. She loves to read, so...
But
don't
we
have
to balance
about that.
Because the thing
no,
that we have to...
No, she'll do more reading than she will on the gadgets. You know, she loves to read. She always has. She's always loved to read. And, you know, she gets into these book series, and that's all she wants.
Right. And that's good because that helps the neural net, because the programming of the technology, the virtual, that's captured to capture consumption and to control their behavior.
Yeah.
Take you into another world.
And
there's a thing about even, you know, I have a library of things that I will record off and I'll put them in on the file. But what I usually do is I'll get it and transfer it and print it out. And start printing out the things that I want. And then some books are too big, and it's just like, okay, I just get them for reference. And I'll put them in a PDF file. That way I can mark out the pages that I want and the things that I want to remember out of it, and then I put that into a file.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, the books concept, very difficult these days. Now, my kids, they go to school. Now, they're in their senior year in high school now, and then my other one's in college. They have never had a notebook. They've never had a pencil, a pen that they went to school with. They have a computer they go to school with. Their homework is done on that computer. Everything is done on that. When they had the homeschool, all they did was put the computer over and had the teacher, you know, or FaceTime or whatever, you know, like.
Yeah, we got background.
So, yeah, so the, like
no,
I said, my kids,
it.
Like if, oh yeah, if I wanted to check their homework, it's no way I could do it. As soon as they answer the question, it goes away. You can't go back and fix it. You can't look at it anymore. So
yeah,
that they, in the way that they.
Excuse me, can somebody please mute your line?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. As soon as they answer the question, it goes directly into the database, so you can't go back and change it, you know. So it's just a totally different way of learning that, you know, the way I was taught. Spelling books, all those things don't exist anymore. But
the composition books and things, yes.
The school they go out before they could finish the sixth grade, to graduate from the fifth grade to the sixth grade, they had to be reading on a 12th grade reading level.
Yes.
So they would have these ELA tests, and they would have to take these tests that answer questions about these books. So it was like a race for them to read all these books. But the books was came on their computer. It didn't come in like
shoot,
the form
that's
of
not
a book.
Reading a book. No.
Yeah, but I'm just saying they got credit for reading all the books, you know, Lord of the Flies and all that stuff that you had to read in school. So 120 books in 1 year, that's what my daughter read. 120 books in 1 year. She was second in the school. She was trying so hard to get over this other girl, but she didn't. But I'm just saying, like,
on the computer, that's not good for your eyes or anything. That's not good.
But I'm just letting you know, like, that's how they teach them.
And
physical books, like, they have this library. And this library, I saw it in Jersey, and it has no books in the library. It just has these stations with all the books in the station.
Oh,
you just go to the, and you go there, you stand over it, and, you know, it's like a huge tablet. You know, you pull up your seat, and you know, whatever book you put, you start typing it in, it pops up, you open it, you read it. You could print out stuff from it, highlight on it, like, but it's no books in the library. They're taking all the books away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's something to really be careful about. That's like when they start burning the books. So that way they put in and take out what they want you to know.
Right.
I like holding a physical book.
Right.
See, that's another reason why I was saying about the elders.
I love the physical book. I don't like that all of that reading and stuff on the computer. That's just not, oh, my. It just doesn't work for me.
But how do we see this as a thing to where, I mean, I remember with the kids, I bought them because I used to go to the Shrine of the Black Madonna and get the books, and then they had a series that they wrote, all of the nursery rhymes were done in black children. And I learned something about my son. And he used to say, "Dad, you gonna read me a book?" I say, "Yeah, go ahead, give me a book, and I'll read it to you." And he ran out there, and he finally came back one day, and he had this book this white book or something about a fairy tale or something. He says, "I want you to read this." And I said, "What kind of books do Daddy read for you?" He said, "We read black books." And I said, "Well, go get me a black book." And he was walking out the door, and then I could hear him pouting. He said, "I'm tired of these black books. I don't want to read all them old black books." And then I had learned something. What he wanted to know, I needed to let him choose and help feed his mind, not just what I wanted him to read. What did he want to learn? And so I had to apologize to him and say, whatever you want to read, we'll read. Because that let me know that if I was hindering him by telling him what I wanted in him, but the part of it is that he has a mind of what he wants to know too. So
yes.
I had to be able to allow that to be and feed that interest, because if I didn't do it, then I would cause him to not want to know about his people too. So that was a lesson he taught me.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I want to remind y'all that tomorrow Dry Bones will be on. And
okay.
It's going to be an exciting show. He's going to talk about some things that are going on in Florida.
Oh, that's a lot. That's about,
yeah, he said it's a lot going on there.
Pilot.
Yeah, there's a lot going on in Florida. So he's going to be talking about that tomorrow. And also, I want to remind y'all about the drumming, that despite the fact that Brother Ray is still under the weather, you know, we want to send him good thoughts, prayers. Still drumming tomorrow at 3 o'clock Eastern time, no matter where you are in the world, 3 o'clock Eastern time, we're still drumming. And it's to lift every voice and to call down this wickedness that's going on in the world today. Again, I want to encourage y'all to generously donate to Dr. Yalpha Bay. And, you know, again, if you look on the show page, the links and everything for her, different places where you can donate, is on the show page. And with that, if anybody has any closing statements, we can take them now. I don't want to go past 12 o'clock because I don't want to interfere with Dry Bones' show that, you know, it won't be able to come on tomorrow since this is Saturday night.
Right,
yeah.
And the thing I would suggest,
thanks for coming.
The thing that I would suggest is that, you know, Goodwill and what's the other one? The thrift stores,
mm-hmm.
That's a good place to go book hunting, because a lot of people are getting rid of their books, especially if you know an area where it's a college town at, especially at the end of the semesters. Like like now, okay, school is starting back, so you won't get nothing. But come the end of that semester.
April and May.
You go to the thrift store because they donate a lot of the books that they buy that they have to use for class after they've used it. They'll take them and donate them to the thrift. So that's where I've been able to find a lot of good books that are new that they just use. They might have highlight stuff in it. But it's still good to put on the shelf. And also, is keep a dictionary in your home. Don't trust Wikipedia. Go back to the dictionary and look up your words like you need to look them up.
Yeah. And also etymology. You know, if you go to betterworld.com, they have used books and new books. But betterworld.com, they're very reasonable. I mean, when I say reasonable, a couple of dollars. And
good
shipping is free.
Too. Good
right.
Cheap.
Oh, yes, I've been to that one. And then they also have a thrift.
Yeah,
thrift books.
Yes.
And ABE books. ABE books.
Yeah.
They're cheap. They're like thrift books. But the other thing that we have to begin to do, and it was something I've seen, and I'm glad Tut was talking about it in the computerized, because I was watching the series and the guy had this letter from his mother and he says, okay, I can't read cursive. They didn't teach cursive in my school.
Yeah.
And I'm going like, what?
Yep, because they had stopped that for a while. They had stopped teaching cursive for a while.
Penmanship.
Yep.
And Florida, my daughter just registered my granny. She's in third grade. And she said, Dad, they're teaching her penmanship. I'm going like, great, go get the double line papers like I used to do y'all.
Yep. Yeah, because I know when they stopped it, I still taught my granddaughter, you know, because, no, you need this. And I think now they're back I think they're back to it now.
Yeah,
but I know I taught her because I'm like, oh, you're still going to need this. You know, you're going to need this in the business world. You're going to need it somewhere.
Right, because you got if you sign in any documents and things you're doing, they don't take print. You got to sign your name.
No, now they do, Brother Kwame.
They do.
If that's your signature, then
wow.
They'll take it. They would take. I was surprised, but no, I took somebody to get their ID and. You know, they told me, well, they couldn't write in cursive. And, you know, it's like, it doesn't matter. Just print it. However you do it, that's your signature.
Okay. Well, if that's the case, then that's going back to make your X.
Yeah.
That's yep. All they're doing is getting you back to that point where you just make your X.
Yep. That all that just, you know, which is a terrible thing. You know, it's truly a terrible thing.
Right.
You know, that's truly dumbing down people. You know, they're dumbing down people.
Right, because hand
eye coordination. That's the key to it all.
Right.
No, it's not just the penmanship, but it's all facets of wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and so-called education.
Yeah.
You know, how is a child going to be given a math problem?
Hello?
Me?
I can hear you now.
Okay.
I can hear you now.
My mic is acting up, but I just wanted to say.
Oh, okay.
If a teacher, the child takes the math problem to the teacher says, how'd you do the math problem? The child shows them. And then the teacher says, you got the answer right, but the way you did it was wrong. No, as long as that child got the right answer, it shouldn't be a problem. That's part of the pulling the child's psyche or consciousness out of themselves, you know, because they got the right answer. It's just that the way they did it, you know, just to confuse them. And teachers are being confused, too, because I have a few friends that are teachers, and they keep them stressed out. I'm talking about the principal, the administrators, and the staff.
Yeah.
Some of the teachers want to teach, but because they don't want them to educate the children, they keep them stressed out. And just like what Dr. Yaffe said, that's another reason why they're bringing teachers from different countries. You know, and that's another reason why it's so important that if you choose to keep your children in school, you need to go to those meetings and things like that. But I agree with her because I've been talking to my daughter about pulling my grandson out of school, even if I have to go over there and assist him with his education. Because you think about it, ain't no telling what they did to the schools while the children were home. They might have those 5G.
Oh, yeah, they fired the schools up.
Mm-hmm. See?
Yeah, because remember, we were doing shows and we were talking about all of these cable trucks were sitting in these school parking lots and wondering what they were doing.
Was everywhere.
Right. They were putting the 5G inside the schools.
Yeah.
Indeed. Well, I got a call coming in, so I got to step away. I appreciate
all right.
Light.
Okay, well, thank you so much
peace.
For being with us.
All right, Antoinette.
Okay, well, thank you, Brother Kwame, and I want to thank y'all for being with me, and again, I encourage y'all again to you know make sure that you donate to Dr. Yaffe Bay. And with that, I'm going to say good night, and y'all have a good one.
You too, Antoinette. Rest well.
You might thank you. You too.
I look everywhere, and I couldn't find it nowhere. Tried to find it on crack cocaine, but I came to tell you that God is the only one that can give you peace, everlasting peace, peace that flows down like a river, down in your soul. Give the glory, give God the praise, peace. My peace, you're my peace. peace that passes all understanding. When I should be crying, when I should be filled with despair, when my back is up against the wall, somebody may be asking me today, why are you praising God when everything seems to be going wrong? But I can tell you that when I woke up this morning, I woke up in God's peace. I felt the peace. I felt the peace of God all around me. I thank you for your peace. I thank you for your joy. You're my peace. 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 The Holy Ghost of God is right there with you. And he's letting you know right now that I'm your peace. I don't care what you're going through this morning. He's saying, I'm your peace. Lean and depend on me. I hear him saying, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path right into me. He'll take you right into the peace of God. Hear the Lord speaking to you this morning. Come on into my peace. Come on into my peace. I'm your peace. You need to tell the devil he's a lie. For the word of the Lord is saying this morning that I will keep you in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. And I can hear somebody saying, oh God, thou will ordain peace for us, but thou also has wrought all works in us. He hath delivered my soul in peace from the battle that was against me. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with his peace. You're my peace. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for being my peace. You're my peace. In the midst of my time, you have already delivered me. You're my peace. you're my king. You're my king.
There is. There is peace. There is peace. There is peace. There is peace. But the Lord God is ordaining peace. He's ordaining peace to be among you, to be with you, to be in your mind, to be in your thoughts. Let it in. Let the peace come in. Yeah, yeah. The peace of God. The peace that passes all understanding. I know there's confusion around you. I know the enemy looks like he's winning. But the Lord is saying this morning, I'm giving you a peace that passes all understanding. And my sons and my daughters, this peace shall keep your heart and your mind. It's a keeping peace. It's a peace that holds you together. It's a peace that gives you strength. It's the kind of peace that gives you courage. It's the kind of peace that lifts you up where you're torn down. It's the kind of peace that wipes the tears from your eyes. It's the kind of peace that brings joy, unspeakable joy, and full of the morning glory. So I say to you today, peace, peace, peace. I can feel somebody's warfare now. He said, I can't make it another day. I'm trying to hold on with everything I've got. I hear the Lord saying, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, and grab a hold to God. Peace. Grab a hold to God's peace. He's made it available to you this morning. He's saying today that I'm your peace. 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 Yes, I am. I'm your peace.